Hi, this is Tom Hartman. This feature and many others are brought to you as a free service of WhiteRoseSociety.org. White Rose Society, the Internet's number one archive of liberal and progressive political talk radio, is largely listener-supported. So if you appreciate this program, please visit WhiteRoseSociety.org and do your part to keep my voice and the voices of other liberal and progressive political talk show hosts on the air. In addition to this free podcast of the Tom Hartman Program, a commercial-free podcast and access to hundreds of archived editions of my show is available by affordable subscription at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thank you for your support.
Spray of fabrics, which are all tested for indoor pollutants. In Phoenix, it's springtime, which really means it's summertime, so it's blind time. For your free no-obligation estimate, call It's Blind Time at 623-594-3670. That's 623-594-3670. Or log on to itsblindtime.com. That's itsblindtime.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. You know, it sounds like something out of the movie Groundhog Day, but it's no laughing matter to thousands of people. Once again, American Airlines has canceled flights, and today's cancellations to complete maintenance checks on wiring mean another tough day for passengers. This man stuck in Atlanta blames the airline for this week's mess.
Management's got to be checked into. How come other airlines are not having this same type of problems? Only they are at a major point, you know. And the other ones are not. You know, they took care of their business.
Another airline is facing financial trouble. Frontier Airlines is seeking bankruptcy protection, but says it will continue its operations. Captured in Mexico, a Marine suspected in the death of a pregnant colleague was nabbed when police carrying out an anti-kidnapping operation stopped him for questioning. Cesar Lorien told them he had been hiding out in a field and surviving on fruit. Now the long process of trying to get him extradited to the U.S. begins, and prosecutors say that could take as long as a year. The mother of the murdered pregnant Marine tells CNN she wants some answers.
To have true justice, people need to know honestly what really happened on that day.
Maria Lauterbach's burned remains were found in January in the backyard of Lorien's home near Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. China is indignant over a U.S. congressional resolution that calls on Beijing to stop cracking down on Tibetan dissent and talk to the Dalai Lama. A foreign ministry spokeswoman says the resolution is anti-Chinese. Tight security in place in Buenos Aires for the next stop on the Olympic torch relay. IOC spokeswoman Giselle Davies hopes there will be no further violence.
We do hope that the torch relay can now progress with many more cheers and smiles and the kind of atmosphere that it deserves.
The mothers of 10 of the children taken from a polygamous compound in Texas say authorities have not allowed them to see or talk to their children. The three say they were taken away. They were away from the ranch at the time of the raid. And on Wall Street, the Dow down 134. This is AP Radio News. Violent weather is pounding parts of the nation's midsection. Outside Dallas, strong winds downed trees and snapped utility poles. This woman was sleeping when the storm blew through.
4 in the morning, I fell asleep with my daughter on the upstairs bedroom, and I heard like boom, 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 boom. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a tornado.
In Missouri, there's severe flooding because of the stormy weather. Emergency workers in New York are trying to free a man who was pinned by a car that drove up the steps of the New York Supreme Court building in Manhattan. The car smashed into a coffee cart and went up several steps before hitting a man. Two other bystanders appear to have minor injuries. Workers are using a power saw to try to free the victim. Vanilla Ice has been put on ice following his arrest on a charge of simple domestic battery after an alleged argument with his wife at their home in Florida. His wife first claimed he had kicked and hit her, then later told deputies he had only pushed her. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by 24-Hour Fitness. The hardest part to getting fit is taking the first step. Visit any of the 10 clubs in the Phoenix area. Call 800-224-0240 or online at 24hourfitness.com.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Come visit Copper Star Coffee in the heart of the historic Melrose District, nestled conveniently on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Meet your best friend for lunch, a client, or your book club at Copper Star Coffee. And enjoy the finest locally roasted coffee or a tasty pastry in the historically renovated 50-style Phillips Station for full-service coffee. Whether you're stopping by to meet a friend or driving through on your way to work, Copper Star Coffee is coffee with character. Copper Star Coffee, a 50s feel with modern technology. Free Wi-Fi is available. Give them a call at 602-266-2136 or stop in Copper Star Coffee on 7th Avenue just north of Indian School Road or visit us on the web at copperstarcoffee.com. That's Copper Star Coffee. Coffee with character.
Did you know that replacing just one light bulb with a compact fluorescent light bulb will save 150 pounds of carbon dioxide per year? Hey, this is Jeff Farias. In celebration of Earth Day, maybe it's time to make a change, starting at home. Renewal by Anderson, the only replacement window and patio door company certified by Green Seal, is having a light bulb swap. Simply bring down your old light bulbs to Renewal by Anderson in Tempe next Saturday, April 19th, between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., and swap them for new energy-efficient light bulbs free of charge. Renewal by Anderson offers replacement windows that are specifically designed to withstand the harsh desert heat. Stop by and learn more about saving energy one window at a time. Again, the light bulb swap is next Saturday, April 19th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Renewal by Anderson, located 3 blocks south of Broadway on Hardy Drive in Tempe. I'll be there from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Let's flip the switch on global warming together. Visit 1480kphx.com for more information on the swap or call 480-967-5557.
Limit 4 per household.
The Mike Malloy Show.
This virulent strain of anti-Americanism and Afro-racism.
Woo! Do you like that? Son of a... I've never seen that one before, Pat. Afro-racism. A new term. Stand up, everybody, and salute it. Afro-racism.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman, for your minimum daily adult requirement of sanity.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Hey, TGIF, happy Friday. Juma Mubarak, Shabbat Shalom. It is Friday. It is anything goes Friday. In fact, we're going to be the second and third hour of our program, be taking your calls on any topic you want to talk about. Get ready. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Of course, we'll talk about what's in the news today. And as always, as going on 5 years now, we have in our first hour Senator Bernie Sanders, Brunch with Bernie. His website, sanders.senate.gov. He's got a regular newsletter that he sends out, all the news. And it's not just the news about Vermont, although he does a marvelous job of representing that state. And we're on the air on, I believe, 4 radio stations in that state right now. But in addition to that, as all U.S. senators do, at a certain level, they're representing all of us, particularly as they serve on these various committees. And I think of Bernie, who's not a Republican and not a Democrat. He's an independent. And I think of Bernie as America's senator, as, in my opinion, as much speaking as a resident of Vermont for 10 years, as a Vermonter. I still think of you as America's senator. Bernie, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much, Tom. And you keep up the great work that you are doing, because one of the issues that you and I have talked about over the years is that we're not going to revitalize American democracy. The middle class is not going to get a fair shake unless the American people understand what is going on in our society, and the corporate media doesn't do that. And that's why it's so important that we have voices like yours out there talking from a progressive perspective, talking about the needs of working families. So thank you for what you're doing. It's always been a pleasure for me to be on the show.
Yeah, well, thank you. And also, I want to thank you for taking calls from listeners. You would not believe the number of politicians who are afraid to come on this program unless they give me the questions in advance, in which case I say, sorry, I'm not going to put you on.
That's something we have never done.
And would never even consider taking calls from listeners.
I don't know, and nobody knows all the answers to all of the questions that people are going to ask. And I will tell people when I don't know the answer.
You're the only guy I know who is willing to sit for an hour and take unscreened, unscripted calls. You have no idea who it's going to be or what their topic is, and you've done it now for 5 years, and you just honestly answer them, and I just salute you for it.
Well,
so anyhow, the economy is there's a growing consensus, not just in the United States but all across the world, that Reaganomics and deregulation and the end of the Glass-Steagall Act and all this other stuff. All these wonderful right-wing ideas that have been applied to our economy here in the United States are bringing down the planet.
No, that's right. That's absolutely right. You know, Tom, as I mentioned to you last week, we did something that, in a sense, I have not done before as Vermont senator. We have a website. It's sanders.senate.gov. And what we did last week is we had two town meetings on the economy. And we had Elizabeth Warren. I don't know if you know Elizabeth. She's at Harvard Law School. She writes on debt. She writes on bankruptcy. She writes on what's happening to the middle class.
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful writer. And she has several very good books that are out there and are sold very well. And we brought her to Vermont to do two town meetings. And in preparation for those town meetings last Saturday, what I did is I sent out an email to people throughout my state. And I said, listen, tell us in your own words what the collapse of the middle class means. I mean, I don't want to hear any theories. You don't have to attack anybody. What's going on in your lives? And frankly, we're a small state. I expected to get a couple of dozen responses from people telling me what was going on. Well, you know what? As of this point, we've had over 500 responses. And that blew me away. It tells me how severe the economic problems are facing the middle class, because I have to tell you, in Vermont, people are very reticent about talking about those issues. You know, they just don't like to tell the whole world or the United States Senator what's going on in their lives, but they did. And some of these emails that we got just were heartbreaking, because what they were is telling us how people had worked year after year after year, and now as they retire, they come to the retirement age, you know what? They have nothing. They don't know how they're going to live in dignity in retirement. We have instances of older people literally having to go and cut wood to heat their homes in the winter because they can't afford the price of oil. You have young people who are graduating, who write to us, graduating college, who are now deeply in debt and just worried about what kind of career choices, if any, will be available to them. And it just runs across the age spectrum from young people to very old people. And it is just heartbreaking. And what I did the other day, was it Wednesday, I think, I just went to the floor of the Senate and I said, I'm not going to give you a speech. This is not Bernie Sanders talking. This is the people of Vermont and in some cases the people of America. We had some emails and I just got up there and I read them. And it was just that we got a whole lot of emails from that. People said, my God, because the stories that people in Vermont were telling about what's going on in their lives certainly resonated all over this country. People, the what's going on now is while the middle class has been collapsing for many, many years, the high price of heating oil, the high price of gas, the high price of food, the outrageously high interest rates that people are forced to pay once they go into debt, all of that is reaching a crescendo. And you're seeing decent people being forced into bankruptcy, people who have, as they say, played by the rules. They've worked hard. I mean, one person writes, you know, what do you want from me? I've worked hard. Overtime, I've done everything that I'm supposed to be doing, and now we're not making it. My family is not making it. And one woman wrote to us, and I can't remember exactly what it was. She says, you know, let me conclude by saying, I just don't know what's going on in Washington. Either the people in the Senate, in the Congress, and the White House are so isolated from reality, they don't know what's going on. Or maybe even worse, they do know what's going on, and they just don't care. And that was just, that's what I read on the floor. And it was a very poignant and sad comment that I think reflects the concerns of many millions of our citizens.
You know, the BBC came over here. Did I share this with you last week or the week before? The BBC came over here and did a report that played on BBC television. And I'll just share about 30 seconds of this with you, Bernie. This is just going to blow your mind. They're taking photos of tents and little tattered, things put together with rags and cardboard boxes in an open field under a highway overpass in Los Angeles. And this is the BBC report. And, hang on just a second, I got to turn it up.
This is the reality of the crisis in the U.S. economy. People who used to own their own homes are living hand-to-mouth on land once occupied by those less fortunate. In the last month, some 60,000 houses were repossessed, their occupants forced out when they could no longer meet ever-increasing mortgage payments. Now they shower at a local church and get by on handouts.
And then she interviews a couple of people, and then she wraps it up.
Others, too, are finding it difficult to let go of what they once had.
I lost the home, settled all my bills, sold it for, which was nothing compared to what I bought it for, and now I'm homeless. And that's kind of hard for me to come by here and see my home.
It's a grim situation, and with more and more people joining the camp every day, it's one that's likely to get worse before it gets better. Wendy Urquhart, BBC News.
So here we have BBC reporting on the existence of Hoovervilles, or Bushvilles, as they call this particular one. Hoovervilles in the United States. Homeless communities, and these are not people who are, you know, the
chronically unemployed.
Yeah, the traditional notion of the homeless. These are people who, in fact, she interviewed a number of people who are working. You know, they're taking the bus to work, but they're working for $6 an hour, and they can't make a mortgage, and they can't even pay rent anymore.
A couple of points I think should be made here. Number one, it's interesting it takes the BBC to talk about this.
Right.
And one of the scandals of the last many years is that clearly, while the economic situation has deteriorated markedly within the last year, we had up until, you know, a few months ago, Bush going around and his friends going around, coming before my committee, budget committee, saying, the economy is robust. We have great economic growth. Unemployment is relatively low. Meanwhile, the middle class is collapsing. Since Bush has been president, 5 million more people have fallen into poverty. And this didn't happen just in the last few months. Median family income for working families has declined precipitously. 8 million people lost their health insurance. 3 million people lost their pensions. Where was the corporate media saying what was going on to the middle class? You know, they were just echoing, as they did in Iraq,
yeah,
echoing Bush's beliefs about the economy.
The only serious reporting I've seen on this is the BBC, and they do these reports fairly regularly, actually.
Yeah, we're back to where we were getting into Iraq, isn't it?
Yeah, the BBC, actually, you're right. The BBC was telling the truth about Iraq, at least right up until the war.
And millions of people were tuning into the BBC to find out what was going on in terms of preparation for the war in Iraq. But it speaks... again, you know, to corporate control over the media, why it is so important to have independent voices like yours and other progressive radio people out there reflecting the reality of American life.
Yeah, the reality that, frankly, I think most Americans realize.
That's right.
But anyway. Okay, we'll be taking your calls for Senator Bernie Sanders, 866-303-2270, our telephone number, Bernie's website, sanders.senate.gov. Be sure and sign up for his newsletter. Our website, tomhartman.com, if you want to drop by. Also, you'll find a link over there to Bernie's website. 16 minutes past the hour on the Tom Hartman Program.
The Tom Hartman Program, the true people's radio.
Tom Hartman.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-884-5203 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-884-5203. That's 1-800-884-5203. Again, 1-800-884-5203.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then, we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
What about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Aha! Finally!
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you about the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-339-4151 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-339-4151. 1-800-339-4151.
There's a program on 1480 KPHX on Saturdays at 1 p.m. called Desert Politics. Brought to you by the Maricopa County Democratic Party, this program gets to the issues that face our cities, our county, and our state. Talk with the people who identify the problems, suggest solutions, and pass the legislation. We'll discuss those things happening at the Capitol that you don't hear discussed anywhere else. Just for fun, we'll mine the legislative archives for those quotes and bills that will make you scratch your head wondering what they're thinking. Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. on 1480 KPHX for Desert Politics.
Evanston Electric wants to rewire the way Arizona thinks about electrical services. For over 18 years, Evanston Electric has provided the most reliable, same-day, valley-wide electrical services, which are all backed by 100% satisfaction guaranteed. They are licensed, bonded, and insured for a worry-free repair. Maybe you're remodeling and simply need to install new light fixtures or electrical outlets. Or maybe you have an emergency electrical situation that could spell real disaster. Well, the elite group of trained electricians at Evanston are ready to help on a moment's notice. In fact, they have the know-how needed to rewire an entirely outdated electrical system, such as knob and tube wiring, found in many older and historic homes. Evanston Electric specializes in historic valley homes and has been a longtime supporter of 1480 KPHX. So rewire the way you think about valley electricians. To set up an appointment, call 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or log on to rewiringarizona.com. Evanston Electric, Rewiring Arizona. Log on now to www.rewiringarizona.com.
Listening to the radio, it's a daily activity for many people, right? But what if you couldn't listen to the radio, hear everyday conversations, or recognize voices of loved ones? Hearing loss is a common, preventable condition in the U.S., and it doesn't just affect the elderly. Protect your hearing. For more information on hearing loss and referrals to an otolaryngologist, the only medical doctor specifically trained to treat the ear, nose, throat, head, and neck, visit www.entdoctors.org. A message from the American Academy of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
So the newest report, consumer confidence falls to a 26-year low. Let's see, 26 years ago? Oh, yeah, that was Reagan. Welcome back. It's the Tom Hartman radio program, powered in part by the Teamsters Union, holding Waste Management Incorporated accountable in the fight for worker safety. Find out more at teamster.org. Our brunch with Bernie Hour, Senator Bernie Sanders on the line, taking your calls. Our phone number, 866-303-2270. And David in St. Paul, Minnesota, you're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, hey, Senator Sanders, and Tom. Hey, my point here is that no one has been asked to sacrifice for this war except for our military and their families. And I'm wondering, instead of having all these supplemental bills going through paying for this war, why don't we, or the Democrats and some fiscal responsible Republicans come together and actually propose a war tax, and therefore when it comes time for paying this war, people can actually see what we're paying for here, and there might be a little more outcry as far as getting out of there and, you know, an effective way of stopping the funding for the war.
Well, David, it's funny that you raised that issue, because that is exactly what my staff and I have been talking about, and I've been talking about with other senators. And David raises a very profound and important issue. I have been against this war from the beginning. I voted against it in the House. I want to work with people like Russ Feingold to bring our troops home as soon as possible. But what David is doing is approaching this issue from another point of view. And what he is saying is that we are spending $12 billion a month on this war. And Tom, do you know who's paying for this war? You're not paying for it. I'm not paying for it. Our kids and our grandchildren are paying for it because this president, who tells us how important he believes this war is, he doesn't have the guts, as David implies, to go to the American people and ask them to pay for it.
Well, and not only that, our children and grandchildren are not just going to pay for the war, they're going to pay for the interest on the payments.
Absolutely. And you know that there are economists now who are estimating that this war could cost up to $3 trillion when you talk about interest on the debt for paying for the war. And when you talk about taking care of the tens of thousands of soldiers who have been injured, and we have to take care of those soldiers, of course, for the rest of their lives as best we can, when you add all of that stuff together, you're talking between $1 trillion and $3 trillion. And David's point is absolutely right. And I have talked about it and will continue to talk about it and may well do exactly what David says. And that is go to my conservative friends and say, you tell us you are concerned about the national debt and you are fiscally responsible. Well, if you're so concerned, why don't you pay for this war? Raise taxes. You know, in Korea, Harry Truman, when he took the United States into Korea, which was an unpopular war, what he did is, because he believed in not going into deficit, he imposed 11% surtax on people's income. He had an excess profits tax. And when Eisenhower came in, people said to Eisenhower, well, do away with those taxes. And Eisenhower said, no, we're not going to go into debt. We're going to keep those taxes. So if this president believes this war is so important, let him go out to his fellow countrymen and ask them to pay for the war. But he doesn't have the guts to do that because he knows, as unpopular as the war is right now, how much more unpopular it will be if people actually had to pay for it. So David's point is a very, very good point.
Amen. Flo in Sunrise, Florida, listening on WINS. Hey, Flo, you're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Hi, Mr. Sanders. Hello, Mr. Hartman.
Thank you. Hello.
I have a lot of respect for you. I was born up north, so been through Vermont, loved it. Killington, my daughter skied there.
Yep.
And also, yesterday the Senate wants to give $15 billion in tax breaks for home builders. I don't know. This sort of bothers me.
Yes.
What about the... Like my daughter lost her, first she lost her business, her title company, and with no closings, you can't pay for your mortgages, your car payments, whatever, so she's losing everything. Her home, she's in a shed right now with her two dogs. Yeah, she's in a shed with her two dogs.
Unbelievable.
So I see $15 billion tax breaks for home builders down here. We have, there's all kinds of projects going up. Right behind me, there's a golf course they want to build there. I mean,
let me jump in and right there and tell you what's going on. The bill that was passed in the Senate, which I voted for, was not a good bill. The reason that I and a number of other people voted for it is
this,
that it
this
did
is
not
the bill
pass,
that Chris Dodd put forward originally.
Right.
Yeah.
This was a weak bill, and I think Chris Dodd would be the first to tell you it
oh,
was
yeah.
a weak
he
bill.
Said so.
But if we did not pass, the dilemma that we have is to pass anything significant in the Senate. We need 60 votes. And it is very clear that the Republicans will not support anything that really helps working people as opposed to their wealthy business interest friends. So what had to happen is we had to pass this. This bill now goes into conference where the House had a much stronger bill. But if it was not passed in the Senate, it would go nowhere. So now it will go into conference, I hope very much, and think that the major provisions in the House and not in the Senate will eventually come out of the conference committee, and what we will eventually have is a much stronger bill than what passed the Senate.
Well, and in fact, Chris Dodd originally in that bill put a bunch of protections for homeowners, and the Republicans stripped
right.
them out.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's a start, and hopefully the Democrats in the House can make it even better. Senator Bernie Sanders is with us. It's our Brunch with Bernie Hour here on the Tom Hartman Program. 27 minutes past the hour, 866-303-2270, our phone number. Bernie's website, sanders.senate.gov. Ours, tomhartman.com and airamerica.com.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Barrios, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. And now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
If you thought George Bush was bad when it comes to the use of military force, wait till you see John McCain. So says a big-time Washington insider in The Nation magazine. Want a chilling insight into the soul of the hot-headed warrior who openly warns America?
I'm sorry to tell you, there's going to be other wars.
I'm sorry to tell you, there's going to be other wars? You better get The Nation. It's easy. You can sample four issues absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com. After 4 weeks, you'll know why The Nation is America's widest read weekly journal of opinion. Editor Katrina Vandenhuvel, John Nichols, Robert Dreyfus, and more take you where the mainstream press will not go. 4 weeks of The Nation free. Then get 20 more weeks, that's 6 months in all, for just $13.95. Or write no thanks on the invoice. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The latest on the murder of Maria Lauterbach. I'm Rita Foley. Mary Lauterbach wants to know exactly how her daughter died. After a month-long search, Marine Corporal Cesar Lorien was arrested in Mexico last night and charged with killing fellow Marine Maria Lauterbach, who was pregnant. Mary Lauterbach told CNN she has a message for Lorien.
I pray for you and I pray for your family. And I hope at this point you can begin to be honest about what actually happened on December 14th.
American Airlines has grounded hundreds more flights today to conduct safety inspections of its MD-80 aircraft. American CEO says they're trying to take care of the inconvenienced passengers.
We're offering them full refunds. We're trying to accommodate them on other airlines if other airlines can help them. And we're trying to put them on other American Airlines flights.
Britain's Prince William has graduated as a military pilot. His dad, Prince Charles, pinned the traditional insignia badge on him. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Spring is here and summer's rapidly approaching, so the backyard pool is your private oasis. Imagine coming home after a long day of work and enjoying a cool dip in your pool or spa. Well, Clear Edge Pools provides all the professional pool services you need. Weekly pool cleaning, tile cleaning, pool repairs, and one-time cleanups. Clear Edge Pools is an environmentally friendly and locally owned business that provides valley-wide services. So we can install a new salt system which will remove the harsh chemical smell and residue left on your skin when you get out of the pool. Stop wasting time and money trying to maintain your pool and leave it up to the professionals at Clear Edge Pools. Remember, you should be enjoying your pool, not working on it. Call today and mention 1480 KPHX and receive 20% off your first month of pool service. For a free pool maintenance or repair estimate, call 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353. The choice is clear with Clear Edge Pools. Call us today at 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353.
Licensed and insured.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. It's already starting to heat up, and I need my air conditioning checked. I called Parker & Sons. Parker won the BBB Torch Award for business ethics, so I know I can trust them. And right now, Parker offers an AC tune-up for only $69, a $30 savings. Great, trustworthy service at a fair price. How can you go wrong? Do what I did. Call Parker & Sons at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R for Parker & Sons.
Tee it up for equality. Join me, Donna Rossi, host of Equality Arizona Radio, on Saturday, April 5th for our annual golf outing where equality is par for the course. Register now at our website, www.equalityarizona.org. Listen to Equality Arizona Radio every Saturday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, I'm a Democrat.
And I'm a Democrat.
Excited about retaking the White House this year, I tell you.
Thrilled. Our chances have never been better.
We got to fix 8 years of George Bush's mistakes.
Amen. And when my candidate wins, she is going to do exactly that.
No. He'll do just that.
No, she will fix
she
it.
She hasn't
you
got a prayer book. She
a
can't win. She's
not
utterly
listening to you.
Unelectable.
Not listening.
She should just sit down and shut up. The official radio station of the future.
Blah, whatever.
And ruin everything.
I'm done with you. Go away, shoot.
For better or worse. 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour. Hey, just a quick reminder to our listeners in Seattle that tomorrow at 4 p.m. I'll be speaking on the main stage at the Seattle State Convention and Trade Center, keynoting the Seattle Green Festival. And following that, I'll be doing a book signing for my new book, Cracking the Code, all about political communications. It's our brunch with Bernie, our Senator Bernie Sanders, taking your calls. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Bernie, ready to go?
Let's do it.
Okay, Rick in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Yes, good morning. I just happened to hear Professor Joseph Stiglitz of Columbia, who won the Nobel Prize for Economics this last hour, go point by point detailing why the war in Iraq and Afghanistan is costing, or will cost, $3 trillion, point by point. Very convincing, very frightening. And just one point, he said that at this time, we shouldn't be talking about how Iraq is costing $12 billion a month. We should be talking about how it's costing $24 billion a month because of just military veterans' costs.
Right.
And, therefore, he concludes we should remove ourselves from Iraq as soon as possible, as quickly as we can get out of there. That's just one point. And my question for you, though, is something you mentioned earlier, the psychological isolation that Bush and Cheney have from the world of reality that we live in. Given their disconnect and their constantly drumming bellicosely about a war with Iran. I know this has come up with you before, and you've said that the Congress is pretty much opposed to that, but what real handle does Congress have, do we have, on stopping Bush if he decides to attack Iran?
Well, thanks for your questions, Rick. I talked to Professor Stiglitz just a couple of weeks ago, and you're absolutely right. And just to repeat, what they do right now is they say we're spending $12 billion a month on troops, on salaries, on equipment and ammunition and tanks and so forth and so on. What they are not calculating is that, A, this money is borrowed. We're paying interest on that debt. And B, the long-term cost, among other things, in terms of caring for the many thousands of soldiers that are going to go home without legs and arms, who are blind and post-traumatic stress disorder and TBI and so forth and so on. So I think Stiglitz is absolutely right. And what I can also tell you as a member of the Budget Committee, we are frantically searching for ways to rebuild our infrastructure, to move away from fossil fuel into sustainable energy, to make sure that families can afford to send their kids to college, that we have the quality child care that we need, the quality public education that we need. We can't find the money. We can't find the money because all of that money is going into the war. All of that money is going into $515 billion on top of the war for defense spending. And that leaves you just very little to take care care of the needs of the middle class and working families of this country. So I think Stieglitz is playing a very good role in pointing that out. In terms of the Iran situation, all I could say, Rick, is that a number of us have introduced a resolution saying as emphatically as we can that it would be unconstitutional for this president to go to war with Iran unless they came before the Congress. We are putting as much pressure on Condoleezza Rice and others to say, don't do that. Don't do that. You got to come before Congress. And I think that if he does come before Congress, he is not going to get the support for that. Right now, we are, to say the least, in very difficult straits in Iraq. The situation in Afghanistan is not going well. I think the last thing we need to do is fight a third war. I think that would be just absolutely off the wall. It would be crazy. And I think, regardless of political ideology, a good majority of the members of the House and Senate feel that way.
Tim in South Bend, Indiana. You're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Yes, Senator Sanders and Tom, thank you so much for everything you do. And you had mentioned, Senator Sanders, that you will tell the Republicans to pay for the war, but my question is, when? Because if you wait too long,
well,
you know for a fact the Republicans are going to say, see, Democrats just want to raise your taxes.
Well, in this case, they're right. Because in this case, when you're spending $12 billion a month, you have two choices. Either you pay for it now, or you pay for it later. And it seems to me to really be quite obscene that we are asking our kids and our grandchildren who have not voted on this war, who have not supported this war, to pay for it with the ensuing interest rates that they will also have to pay. So I think if our Republican friends and this president think this war is so good, let them go back to their constituents and tell them why they think the war is so good, and to tell them, of course, that nothing is free. $12 billion a month is a lot of money. $150 billion a year is a lot of money. And if you like the war, pay for the war.
Amen. Juan in Seattle, Washington, listening on KPTK, Talk 1090. Hey, Juan, you're on the air with Senator Sanders.
How you doing, Senator Sanders? Hey, I'm a U.S. Marine, and I just my question for you was if you had any insight on why it's taking so long to train the Iraqi army to stand on its own.
Well, I don't know that I have any brilliant insight that you have not read elsewhere. I think clearly in Iraq, you have a situation where many of the people in that country are not enthusiastic about having a foreign power running their country, which is currently the case. That's understandable. Second of all, you have deep-seated hostilities that have existed between Shias and Sunnis. What you have is a lot of politics going on where it's not simply the case that you have the Iraqi government fighting against terrorists. You have the Iraqi government using its power to fight against other factions for political reasons, for oil money, and so forth, and so on. What we saw recently in Basra is the Iraqi army losing about 1,000 of its people who simply put down their arms because they chose not to be fighting against other Iraqis for whatever reason. So you got a difficult situation. The argument I think that many of us have made is that the presence of American troops there is just delaying the time in which the Iraqi political leaders are going to have to make difficult decisions themselves, come to terms with this, and work out their problems and run their country. It's always easy to say, hey, I don't have to worry about it because I got the United States Marines and I got the Army over there. We don't have to worry. We got Uncle Sam pouring in billions of dollars into Iraq, trying to rebuild without a whole lot of success, I should add, the infrastructure of Iraq, while our own infrastructure in this country falls apart. So you got a lot of problems. Bottom line is, I think that Bush never understood the difficulty it would be to run that country after the war.
Philip in Florida, listening on WINZ on WINS. Philip, you're on the air with Senator Sanders.
Yeah, I have a suggestion. You know what, coming to April 15th, I cannot see why the Democrats cannot amend the tax code so that any American companies doing business in Iraq can no longer make a profit. Either they're non-profit or they do it for charity. If you remove the financial incentive, I think you remove part of the support Bush has for fighting this horrible war.
Well, I don't know, Philip, that that's going to happen, but I'll tell you what should happen. We have instance after instance where companies, KBR and Halliburton and all of these guys, are making huge profits, in some cases providing inadequate services to our soldiers. We had this absurd situation in Afghanistan where some 22-year-old fellow was selling 40-year-old ammunition to the Afghanistan Omni that was not working. He started some phony company, was making all kinds of money. What does need to happen is for us to take a hard look at the profiteering that is going on in Iraq and Afghanistan by many of these companies. As I mentioned earlier, during the Korean War, there was an excess profits tax in general. Certainly, we have seen previous Congresses taking a hard look at people who are profiteering off of a war. Which
that was the Truman Commission during World War II.
Exactly, which made Truman's name. That's right.
Yeah. It's something that needs to be done here. Mike in Marshall, Minnesota. Mike, you're on the air with Senator Sanders.
Hi, Senator. I had a quick question regarding our trade practices in this country. Tom Hartman has talked about perhaps ending CAFTA or NAFTA, and I've heard some mumblings about changing our exchange rate in order to revive manufacturing jobs and things like that. I wanted to know what your opinion or your thoughts on what we should do.
Well, thanks, Mike. It is a huge issue. If we want to understand why the middle class is collapsing, one of the reasons, not the only reason, but one of the reasons is that corporations in this country are shutting down plants, moving to China, moving to Mexico, where you hire desperate people for pennies an hour, and then you bring the products back into this country. And by the way, this is a problem not just for blue-collar jobs. When I ask people what's going on in their lives in Vermont and around the country, they're telling me they're losing white-collar jobs as well to India and so forth and so on. I have been a leader both in the House and in the Senate in saying that the current trade policies are not working for the middle class or working families of this country. They're working for the CEOs of large multinational corporations. So I think we have to fundamentally revive these trade policies. Trade is a good thing, but you have to make them work for the middle class and working families and not just the wealthy and powerful. So I would take a very hard look in terms of revising permanent normal trade relations with China, NAFTA, CAFTA, and will certainly be voting against the Colombian Free Trade Agreement if it gets to the floor of the Senate.
Amen, Bernie. That's great. Senator Bernie Sanders with us. Our Brunch with Bernie Hour, 866-303-2270.
Tom Hartman. Uncommon sense from the radical middle. This is the Tom Hartman Program. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini, heart and diabetes specialist. I want to tell you about Rescue 105, an all-natural supplement that helps maintain healthy blood glucose levels. There are 50 million people in the U.S. with prediabetes. Many times, individuals do not even know their blood sugar is elevated. If you have a family history of diabetes, are overweight, especially with belly fat, or have high triglycerides, you are at risk for diabetes and probably have a high blood sugar. If you have a heart problem, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, you're also at risk. Rescue 105 is a natural supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
Call now at 1-800-481-3614 and find out how you can get a free bottle of Rescue 105 to help maintain a healthy blood sugar level naturally. Call 1-800-481-3614. That's 1-800-481-3614. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Rescue 105. Call 1-800-481-3614. Call now.
How satisfying would it be for you to know that a construction job you helped manage is now a functioning building, home, or development? The construction industry needs qualified people to plan and coordinate various phases of construction projects. But to get to that level, you need to develop knowledge and skills, the kind that are taught in the construction management program at ITT Technical Institute. Call 1-800-338-4571. ITT Tech's bachelor degree program in construction management helps graduates prepare for career opportunities in a variety of entry-level positions in the construction management field. Classes meet just a few days a week to help you balance school with your life, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Learn more about pursuing your degree in this high-demand field. Call now for a brochure on the construction management program at ITT Tech. Call 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571. That's 1-800-338-4571.
So why use a locally owned business when you need a product or service? Well, 76 Mortgage would like you to know that when you shop at locally owned businesses, 45 cents of every dollar stays right here in Arizona versus only 13 cents for every dollar spent at a big out-of-state corporation. 76 Mortgage has always used only local appraisers, local lenders, and local realtors. And 76 Mortgage has been a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX since the very beginning. Over the years, they've received calls trying to deter their support, but they feel strongly about advertising on a station that promotes local business. In fact, 76 Mortgage can actually save you money as an independently owned broker because they can shop for the lowest rates available for you versus the national banks, which sell only their own products. So when you need a loan, put your money where your house is, locally, of course. For your free confidential mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. MB number 0907413. Call 602-265-LOAN and buy local today.
The Randy Rhoads Show.
I've had better trips, like, on a sugar cube, okay, than I had coming back and forth across this country. And she can't remember sniper fire accurately. I don't know what to do about this. I really, and I know people are mad at me because I keep telling you about full of crap she is, and I can't help it. She's full of crap. What do you want me to do?
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Randy Rhoads is next at noon, then Jeff Ferrius at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Tom Hartman with you 9 minutes before the hour. The Tom Hartman program, our Brunch with Bernie hour. Senator Bernie Sanders, sanders.senate.gov, his website, taking your calls. Paul, and speaking of Bernie in Vermont, Paul in Brattleboro, Vermont, listening on WKVT. You're on the air with your senator.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Bernie.
Hi, Paul.
My question's about the deficit. I read that in the Center for American Progress reported that the February 2008 budget deficit was $175 billion, and obviously the Iraq piece of that is important, but it's still $20 billion as opposed to $175. Does that reflect just a huge drop in revenues? Or
no. What it reflects significantly is the tax breaks that our friend in the White House has given primarily to the wealthiest people in this country. It reflects certainly a significant amount of money being spent on the military. It reflects the war in Iraq. And I think it'll also increasingly reflect a downturn in the economy and less revenue coming in.
Thank you. Liz in Miami, Florida, listening on our newest affiliate, WINZ, or WINZ. Hey, Liz, you're on with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Hi, Tom, and hi, Senator Sanders. Thanks for taking my call. I'm interested in seeing a debate. Instead of just about the Iraq war, I want to see a debate about our foreign policy and really what constitutes American strategic interests. Instead of just talking about the war, why are we? What are the American strategic interests, and how best Can we form a foreign policy to go about doing that?
All right, Liz, I'm nominating you for Secretary of State. That's the most profound. You're absolutely right, and we need
Thank
that.
Thank you, Liz.
We need that debate. And it is not just the war in Iraq. The question that we have to ask ourselves is, A, international terrorism is a real issue. How do we work with the rest of the world to combat international terrorism, understanding that it is not simply a military issue? It is partly military, but it also has to do with making sure that people understand that the United States of America is on their side, concerned about their children, concerned about the high price of food they are paying, the lack of health care they have, global warming, and many other issues. That's number one. Number two, it seems to me that if we are going to create the kind of economy we want in our own country and throughout the world, we need to work with Russia, we need to work with China, we need to work with countries all over the world in reducing military spending, especially for weapon systems that we don't need. We don't need to be the arms merchant in the world. We need to use that money for economic development, for health care, for other issues. So I think Liz raises a very profound question, which sometimes gets diverted because we are so focused on Iraq and Afghanistan. What are American strategic interests? How do we work with the rest of the world in order to bring about a peaceful, prosperous world?
And now, tragically, how do we undo the damage that's been done by 7 years of bellicosity and...
That's absolutely right. You know, I was thinking, Tom, that whoever wins this race for the presidency, I think probably the day after he or she gets behind that desk, they're going to say, hey, I don't want this job, you know. I mean...
It's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough.
You know, it's important to reiterate, not just to beat up on Bush, but we are looking at a president who has been a disaster, who has, if not been the worst president in the history of this country, certainly the worst in modern American history in every single area, with foreign policy, the economy, the environment and global warming, health care, you name it, and he has been on the wrong side of the issue big time. And it will take an enormous amount of work for a new president to reverse course, to regain the confidence of the American people and people throughout this world, and move this country in a very different direction.
Amen. Norman in Los Angeles, listening on K-Talk. Hey, Norman, you're on with the Senator Sanders.
Yeah, from one Brooklyn guy to another, when you caucus with the Democrats, why don't you encourage them to let the Republicans filibuster if they want, instead of giving in to the fact that you haven't got 60 votes? If they filibuster on any issue, it gets before the media, and people will realize that they're blocking progress. Right now, it looks like the Democrats are a do-nothing Congress, which is not so.
Well, Norman, I think you raise a good point, and I, in fact, have made that point. It is, I think you can't do it all of the time, because in fairness to Harry Reid, who's walking a very, very thin tightrope here, we've got to deliver. We can't spend weeks and weeks and weeks on an issue when there is a dozen different pieces of legislation that have to move. But on the other hand, it is my view. I think Norman makes a good point. If the Republicans want to defend tax breaks for the rich and they want to cut back on programs for the middle class and working people, let them tell the American people day after day. Let's stay there 7 days a week. Let them tell the American people why they think it's a good idea. I think every time they open their mouth, they're going to lose votes. So I think Norman makes a good point. You can't do it all of the time, but you can do it more than we have. So my view is I'm prepared, you know, not happily. I have a family. I want to get home to Vermont. But I'm prepared to stay there 7 days a week. I'm prepared to be on the floor at 4 o'clock in the morning. If the Republicans want to filibuster, let them pay a price.
Is it just Harry Reid who's stopping this, or is there a consensus among the Democrats?
Harry Reid sometimes gets a bad rap. He's trying his best.
He's trying to herd cats, really.
He has a very slim majority to work with, and some people are nowhere near as progressive as Reid is. So.
Yeah. Senator Bernie Sanders, speaking of progressive, one of the best guys in Congress, Senator Bernie Sanders, sanders.senate.gov, his website. Bernie, thanks for being with us today. Our Brunch with Bernie segment, one of my favorite throughout the week. It's the Tom Hartman radio program. Next, I want to ask what's going on with the airline industry, and then we'll be taking your calls throughout the rest of the day on pretty much any topic. Stick around.
The Tom Hartman program, taking back the mainstream media. 3 hours a day, 5 days a week.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-884-5203 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-884-5203. That's 1-800-884-5203. Again, 1-800-884-5203.
Pick up Fashion Fighter, the book, out now on paperback at iUniverse.com.
Kylie's just met her biological father for the first time and discovers he's lost his legs in war in Iraq. She has a million questions about soldiers, war, death, and what she can do about it. Rallying her fellow students, Kylie starts a campaign to educate others about the war. She begins to decipher a sense of the world around her and what her own growing beliefs are, as she discovers not everyone agrees with her. In fact, her new interest causes her another battle in her own home. Readers will be rooting as Kylie valiantly stands up for what she knows in her heart to be right.
Order your copy of Fashion Fighter today at iUniverse.com. This work of juvenile fiction includes a vocabulary and discussion section for parents and educators. Address the tough issues of war, peace, stepfamilies, and more with a child or teen you love. Fashion Fighter, the book at iUniverse.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. More frustration today for people trying to fly on American Airlines. Nearly 600 flights canceled today, stranding thousands for a fourth straight day. This man is trying to get to Dallas from Florida.
It's just disappointing that American Airlines has done this to its customers, and I think it's a sad day for big business.
The airline grounded its planes to do FAA-required maintenance checks on wiring. Marine Corporal Cesar Lorien has been caught in Mexico, where he has been hiding out in fields for almost 3 months. Captain Rick Sutherland in the Onslow County Sheriff's Office in North Carolina tells the CBS Early Show this is a big break in the investigation.
We're very pleased and very relieved that this part of the case, the investigation, has finally come to an end.
Pregnant Marine Maria Lauterbach was murdered. Her burned body was found buried in the yard of Lorien's home. A senior aide to radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr was assassinated today in the holy city of Najaf. Meanwhile, at the Pentagon, there's word that U.S. forces probably will not try to arrest the cleric.
Joint Chiefs Chair Mike Mullen says he's not quite sure what to make of Muqtada al-Sadr.
Somewhat of an enigma.
Whom Mullen calls a key player in Iraq, but also someone whose Mahdi army is battling U.S. forces. Al-Sadr's believed to be in Iran, and Defense Secretary Robert Gates was asked if American troops would bring him in if he returns to Iraq.
I would be surprised if there were a move along those lines.
Gates says the U.S. would rather Sadr rallied his forces to work within the political process. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The people in the nation's midsection are taking quite a pounding from the latest round of strong storms. Almost 200 roads have been closed by flooding in Missouri. There have been reports of golf ball-sized hail in Oklahoma. On Wall Street at this hour, a downturn. The Dow is now down by about 174 points. This is AP Radio News. A scary situation outside the New York Supreme Court building today in Manhattan. The AP's Warren Levinson reports a car jumped the curb, injuring several people.
The car jumped the curb at the courthouse, smashing a coffee cart, then crossing a wide sidewalk, not coming to rest until it had gone several steps up the grand stairway leading to the courthouse entrance. A man was pinned beneath the car.
Emergency crews have now freed that man. In all, three people were hurt. Tight security in Buenos Aires today as the Olympic torch relay resumes. IOC spokeswoman Giselle Davies.
The organizing committee today did underline to us
that they have taken steps to make sure that any future risk, if there is any, is mitigated, and we're very confident and comfortable with that.
Human rights groups say their protests in Argentina will be peaceful. They've promised not to try to grab the torch or put out the flame. Fire has destroyed an Indiana campaign office of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Two people were inside the office in Terre Haute when the fire broke out. No one was hurt. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by 24-Hour Fitness. The hardest part to getting fit is taking the first step. Visit any of the 10 clubs in the Phoenix area. Call 800-224-0240 or online at 24hourfitness.com.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progression Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. Earth Day is coming, and in celebration, Renewal by Anderson, the only replacement window and patio door company to be Green Seal certified, wants to help 1480 listeners become more energy efficient. Simply bring your old light bulbs to Renewal by Anderson next Saturday, April 19th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and swap them for new energy-efficient bulbs free of charge. Renewal by Anderson offers replacement windows that are specifically designed to withstand the harsh desert heat. Stop by and learn more about what it means to be truly green. So come on down next Saturday, April 19th, to Renewal by Anderson in Tempe, anytime between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., to swap out your old light bulbs, enjoy organic munchies, and learn about saving energy. Renewal by Anderson is located 3 blocks south of Broadway on Hardy Drive in Tempe. I'll be there from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Let's flip the switch on global warming together. For more information on the swap, visit 1480kphx.com or call 480-967-5557. That's 480-967-5557.
Limit 4 per household.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
The Jeff Farias Show.
Everything from dog catcher all the way up to governor's offices in a lot of states are affected by what happens at the top of the ticket. So if the party is divided at the top level of the ticket, the repercussions are going to bounce all the way down. And I'm sure a lot of superdelegates are considering this right now. So how long to let this little drama play out?
The Jeff Farias Show. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
So what's going on with the airplanes? I'm going to Seattle this weekend, although fortunately we're taking Amtrak. I'm telling you. In fact, Jim Hightower was supposed to be on our program yesterday. He was supposed to fly up here. I mean, he was supposed to be in the studio. He was supposed to fly up from Dallas, and he was on an American flight that didn't fly, as so many didn't. We were talking earlier this morning. Actually, I was talking about my local program with Ellen Ratner, who will be on our program a little later, whose partner is a pilot with one of the largest airlines in the United States. And she seemed, you know, pretty clearly of the opinion that the airlines had been basically cutting corners and cutting back on maintenance and outsourcing maintenance. And the FAA finally caught up with them, and that this had all been about, on the one hand, increasing profits, and on the other hand, decreasing, you know, compensating for increased fuel costs. But I wanted to get somebody on who's an expert on this stuff. Joshua Shank, Ph.D., Dr. Joshua Shank, is the Director of Transportation Research for the National Transportation Policy Project, bipartisanpolicy.org, the website. He's also an urban planner who's worked on federal and state transportation policy for the last decade and a transportation policy advisor to Senator Hillary Clinton. Sir, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom.
What the hell is going on here?
Well, I mean, you said some things that were absolutely right. I mean, rising fuel costs are definitely a big component of what's happening. But I think that, you know, the industry cost cutting can be traced to the deregulation that happened, you know, almost over 30 years ago that created an intensely competitive industry with, you know, very little room for error that has created a level of competition that makes it so, you know, this kind of stuff is bound to happen.
Right.
One of the problems that you mentioned, though, in terms of profits, it's kind of funny that you say that because the airline industry really hasn't been profitable since the beginning of its existence. So it's not a question of...
Well, Southwest has been consistently profitable over the years, they're the most heavily unionized of all the airlines, although they were one of the ones that got whacked. In fact, they found five jets now that had the cracks that they were supposed to inspect.
Yeah. Southwest is the exception that kind of proves the rule in this case, and they are an exceptionally well-run airline, but one of the things that they benefited from was that they existed prior to deregulation, which enabled them to understand the competitive environment that would occur after deregulation better than some of the other airlines.
Yeah, in the one of the Canadian papers, the Vancouver Sun, is out of Vancouver, B.C., this headline, Canada's airline industry will show a significant profit in 2008 and in 2009. So apparently it is possible to run an airline safely and at a profit. I guess the bottom line question here, Dr. Shank, is this, you know, let me provide a frame, a context for this. Night before last, I was watching one of the news programs, and they all kind of blur into my brain. It was one of the cable news shows, and the host had on three guests, one of whom was a regular with the network, and one of whom was a reporter, and one of whom was some policy person on this issue, and said, you know, what's going on? And the policy person said, well, see, this is just proof that our government is broken and that we need further deregulation and we should have private agencies dealing with this. The second person said, yes, this is proof that our government is broken and, you know, this is the fault of the FDA, or the FAA, rather. Mm-hmm. And the third person said, yeah, things just don't work in Washington, D.C., you know. But nobody drew the conclusion or went to the second point that at least with the Bush administration and I'd say going back to Reagan, where there are regulatory agencies and you know, and Dan Quayle in the first Bush administration with his competitiveness thing, where groups don't like the idea of regulation of industry, they break the regulators, and then when the industry falls apart, they say, see, the regulators never should have been there in the first place, or they break our schools and say, see, we need to go to privatized schools, et cetera, et cetera. It seems to me that this is a problem that really can be tracked back to political philosophy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you look at the history of the airline industry, it was regulated initially for a reason. It was regulated because it was an intensely competitive industry where airlines were competing with each other to carry mail and were outbidding each other by, you know, submitting bids of 0.00001 cents. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of environment it's been since the beginning. It was regulated for a reason. And it was deregulated and primarily because of ideological reasons. And there were many benefits to that deregulation. But that deregulation went a bit too far in the sense that there is still a strong role that government needs to play in economically regulating the industry, and it's absent. And instead, you have a situation where the FAA is completely in bed with the airlines, and that's the result of that is the disaster we're seeing now.
Well, and the comment that Ellen made was that this comes from the top down. This has to do with who the presidential nominee was to head up the FAA, mm-hmm. and that. I mean, is that your sense of it? That this is.
Well, I don't think it necessarily has to do with him particularly. I think that the FAA has had a culture of treating the airlines like, you know, their primary customer instead of the traveling public for many years, and they're basically on several different issues caved to whatever it is that the airlines are demanding rather than trying to serve the interests of the people. And I don't think the administrator or, quite frankly, the current administration is necessarily to blame. It's just the culture of an agency that has been corrupted by its the people it's regulating.
Yeah. So the way that this played out then, it appears that the airlines were skating by, they were cutting corners, they weren't doing the maintenance, they were outsourcing maintenance to groups that were the lowest bidders, and they weren't doing the maintenance correctly. At the same time, the FAA wasn't really closely paying attention. They were kind of looking the other way. They were following this well, you know, we really shouldn't be regulating these guys anyway, so let's just, you know, kind of ignore it. And it got elevated to some congressional hearings. It got in the press, and all of a sudden there was pressure on the FAA to pay attention. They paid attention and discovered that the airlines had been doing what airlines would do in the absence of a regulatory agency, and that is not doing the maintenance and not doing the checks.
Yep.
And all of a sudden now the FAA, well, not all of a sudden, but so now the FAA is saying, damn it, do the checks. And the airlines are the airlines, you know, American Airlines shutting down 7,800 flights. Are they doing this because the FAA is saying you have to check these things within the next 24 hours? Or are they overreacting in a way to perhaps bring political pressure on Congress to soften the regulations?
Well, I think they're overreacting in the sense that they had plenty of lead time to deal with this. And instead of, trying to get it done in a way that would maximize efficiency, they've somehow decided to wait until the end of the last possible moment to comply with the regulations. I don't know whether that's a strategy to attract attention. It seems like they're losing tens of millions of dollars doing this, so it's doubtful that they would be trying to use that as a strategy to attract attention. But it is certainly, at the very least, gross mismanagement to leave these kinds of necessary checks until the last moment. Now, that said, I think a lot of this is being overblown by the FAA in response to the fact that it's quite clear that they were being corrupted by the airlines. I mean, the FAA would never have come to light had it not been for some whistleblowers in the FAA saying, hey, we were told not to talk about this, but this is a pretty big issue. When those people are exposing the secrets, well, then the FAA is going to make sure they come down as hard as possible to remedy that.
Yeah. So, you know, is there more and worse to come for those of us who fly a fair amount? I've got a bunch of flights coming up down the road. I know many of our listeners get on airplanes from time to time. Is American Airlines the worst and the last of it, or is this the beginning and the leading edge of it?
Well, in terms of the overall industry economic health, this is the beginning of what will continue to be a tremendous period of hardship for the airlines. I mean, airline industry is very cyclical. It always follows along with the overall economy, and we're entering into a recession. And they weren't doing so well before we started entering into the recession. The flights are more crowded than ever because they're trying to jam up load factors as high as possible while keeping the prices down. And the result is an industry that, when faced with a minor problem where, you know, some planes are out of service or there's a little bit of weather, kind of collapses onto itself and all of a sudden can't function. And that's not something that's sustainable. And it certainly isn't making them any money, but it's also costing the country a tremendous amount of money economically because people can't get what they want, where they want to go in a reasonable amount of time. And that's very dangerous. And somebody needs to step in and say, okay, here are the rules that airlines have to follow, and here's how we're going to treat passengers, and here's how we're going to reduce congestion. And frankly, this administration is never going to do that. So I think we have to wait at least another year.
At least another. In other words, through another an election cycle and into a new administration.
That's right. Yes.
Because what we're really confronting here is the end game of a failed philosophy.
Oh yeah. I mean, deregulation is starting to become clear that we went too far with deregulation, and this administration will never remedy that. But right. With a Democratic administration, I wouldn't be surprised to see the airlines come to them and say, "Hey, we're in real trouble here. How about some kind of re-regulation?" That's the kind of thing that they've talked about amongst themselves.
Joshua Shank, thanks so much for dropping by. It's great talking with you.
Tom Hartman. Speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m. Tom Hartman at 9. Weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-884-5203 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-884-5203. That's 1-800-884-5203. Again, 1-800-884-5203.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
Evanston Electric wants to rewire the way Arizona thinks about electrical services. For over 18 years, Evanston Electric has provided the most reliable, same-day, valley-wide electrical services, which are all backed by 100% satisfaction guaranteed. They are licensed, bonded, and insured for a worry-free repair. Maybe you're remodeling and simply need to install new light fixtures or electrical outlets, or maybe you have an emergency electrical situation that could spell real disaster. Well, the elite group of trained electricians at Evanston are ready to help on a moment's notice. In fact, they have the know-how needed to rewire an entirely outdated electrical system, such as knob and tube wiring, found in many older and historic homes. Evanston Electric specializes in historic valley homes and has been a longtime supporter of 1480 KPHX. So rewire the way you think about valley electricians. To set up an appointment, call 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or log on to rewiringarizona.com. Evanston Electric, Rewiring Arizona. Log on now to www.rewiringarizona.com.
Tired of cable rates going up and up? Then you need to make the switch to Dish Network. Get more of your favorite channels in pure digital quality for less money than cable. And if you switch now, my friends at My Dish Now will give you a genuine Apple iPod. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to a high-definition receiver with a built-in digital video recorder that works on two TVs. Your free DVR lets you pause and rewind live TV, skip commercials, and record in HD. And the free professional installation will be done fast, usually within 48 hours. Compared to your cable bill, My Dish Now packages start at under $20 a month. No equipment for you to buy. Installation is free. Your HD TV DVR upgrade, free. A full year subscription to TV Guide magazine, free. And don't forget your Apple iPod thank you gift for test driving Dish Network. Have your credit card handy and schedule your installation right now. Call 1-800-610-7657. This amazing offer won't last long, so don't wait. Call now. 1-800-610-7657. 1-800-610-7657.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes.
Okay, anything goes Friday. Whatever topic you want to bring up. Who is it who sent that anthrax to Pat Leahy and Tom Daschle, the only two guys who could have stopped the Homeland Security, the Patriot Act? Who is it? And on it goes. Whatever topic you'd like. 866-303-2270, our Friday Anything Goes program. And Bud in Corvallis, Oregon, listening on KPOJ. Hey, Bud, what's on your mind today?
Tom, let me start with just a little bit of compliment. Number one, thank you. I've really become a fan of yours, and thank you for introducing me and the nation to Ravi Batra.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bernie Sanders on regularly. He's just great, and he reminds me of a congressman I used to have, Leon Panetta.
Yeah.
In the way he approaches life, and you're doing a great service.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm inclining towards one of the Democratic candidates, but I haven't thoroughly made up my mind. But I heard something on TV the other day on a talk show that sort of surprised me, and a guy named Jim Cramer, who's the mad financer.
Yeah, I know. I don't know him, but I certainly know what you're talking about.
Okay, and you probably can't comment on his perspective, but he said something that absolutely surprised me. I have some respect for Hillary Clinton's economic outlook, but he was asked, who's going to be the best president to handle this financial mess? He said, hands down, Hillary Clinton, and it surprised me.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if you have any perspective on that.
I have an opinion, but my opinion broadly, first of all, Jim Cramer is and always has been a relatively conservative. Frankly, I always thought he was a Republican. I've not been on his show. I've been on his former colleague's show, Larry Kudlow's show, and talked with him. But you know, I just always had that impression. I may well be wrong, and I don't take Jim Cramer's word as gospel for anything economic. Frankly,
right.
That's not to slam him. I mean, he does a great show, and he actually knows an awful lot about the economy. But, all that said, the bottom line is that either Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton are neither one of them, or for that matter, even John McCain, none of them are going to be able to advance an economic agenda in a vacuum. And, it's just like this argument about which is the better health care program. I'm sorry. All these health care programs are going to go out the window once the election is over. It's going to be something is going to be created from scratch. And it's probably going to be a whole lot better than what was campaigned on, because at least on the Democratic side, what's being campaigned on is the middle of the road stuff.
Right.
And on the Republican side, it may be a whole lot worse than what's being campaigned on, because John McCain's moving to the middle, too. And George W. Bush campaigned on, we won't have foreign wars, we won't do nation building, we're going to have a humble foreign policy, we're united, not divided, blah, blah, blah. All that went out the window when he came into office. So the bottom line, there is a growing progressive minority in the House of Representatives and in the Senate. There is a growing progressive majority among Democrats across the United States. There is increasing pressure for rational economic policies. People are waking up to the realities of economic policies. They're starting to actually pay attention and take seriously and understand many of the issues behind them. I certainly spend a lot of time on this show talking about economics because it's really at the bottom of everything. I mean, the cons are talking about things like guns, gays, and gods, and God in particular, to avoid discussing economics because that's their real agenda.
Right.
So I personally don't think that Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, either one, is going to be any better or worse for the economy. I think that either one of them will be a brilliant change from what we've had up to this point, and that John McCain has demonstrated repeatedly that he will be a disaster for the economy. He wants to not just increase the Bush tax breaks for millionaires and billionaires, he wants to increase the Bush tax breaks for corporations. We got corporations right now paying, according to the Berkshire Hathaway last annual report, 7.4% of all federal taxes. They're consuming easily 50% of the commons.
Yeah.
And it used to be 1952, they were paying, again, from the Berkshire Hathaway report, they were paying 32% of the cost of the commons. Now they're paying 7%. Most of the rest of that cost has been shifted onto the middle class, and which is the reason why it's so easy for Republicans to demagogue this stuff by saying, the average working guy is getting stiffed, because the average working guy is getting stiffed. But it's not because Democrats have raised taxes. It's because Republicans have cut taxes on corporations and moved those taxes over to average working people. So I think just any Democratic, fill in the blank, generic Democratic administration is going to be the very best thing. Bud, thanks a lot for the call. Harry in New York City. Hey, Harry, you like the war in Iraq?
You don't mind opposing phone calls, do you? I'm a Republican.
No. Okay, no, I love it.
Okay, well, it
looks although we have just, you know, to give you a heads up, we just have a minute before a hard break at the bottom of the hour.
Oh, so you're going to cut me off?
Well, it depends on what you have to say.
Well, you liberals think you're so much smarter than everybody else, but I remember back, you liberals all voted for this war.
Actually, in the House of Representatives, the majority of Democrats voted against authorizing Bush to go to war. Well, in the Senate, the majority of Democrats voted for it, but in the House of Representatives, and this never gets brought up on TV and in the talk shows, but it's true. In the House of Representatives, the majority of voted against it. And across the House and the Senate combined, the majority of Democrats voted against giving Bush that authorization.
Yeah, so you liberals just want to hear yourselves just pat each other on the back. You don't want to hear any opposing viewpoints.
Okay, so when you say the Democrats voted for it, and I say, no, I'm sorry, you're wrong, then I'm patting myself on the back?
So no Democrats voted for this war. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm saying the majority of Democrats voted against it.
That's just... Okay, Tom.
You said the majority voted for it. I said the majority voted against it.
Yeah, cut me off, Tom. Get some more people to pat you on the back, okay?
All right. Harry, you know, if you wanted to engage in a reasonable discussion about any topic... And our regular listeners know this. You call me up, and you're going to take me on, particularly if you're conservative, you want to debate me. You go to the front of the line, not the back of the line. Pathetic try, Harry. 27 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-884-5203 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-884-5203. That's 1-800-884-5203. Again, 1-800-884-5203.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
You have better things to think about than car insurance. You know, like where your 4-year-old hid your cell phone, or why your dog doesn't appreciate everything you do for him. Yeah, you've got a lot to think about. So GEICO invented GEICO.com. It makes doing everything from updating your policy to reporting a claim fast, easy, a no-brainer. Hey, with all you've got on the brain, it's the least we could do.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The second season has begun. It's the Stanley Cup playoffs on NBC. The Detroit Red Wings have the NHL's best record during the regular season. Now they start their quest of another cup against the Nashville Predators. Catch all the action Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern. The Red Wings, the Predators. The long road to the Stanley Cup begins in Detroit. It's Game 2, Saturday at 2 Eastern. Check your local listings for time and station in your area. The Stanley Cup playoffs on NBC. The Cup changes everything.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Pedestrian danger. I'm Sandy Kozell. The AP's Warren Levinson reports a car went out of control in front of the state Supreme Court building in Manhattan.
The car jumped the curb at the courthouse, smashing a coffee cart, then crossing a wide sidewalk, not coming to rest until it had gone several steps up the grand stairway leading to the courthouse entrance. A man was pinned beneath the car.
American Airlines passengers aren't breathing easier yet, with nearly 600 more inspection-related cancellations today. Disruptions expected through tomorrow. Secretary of Defense Gates says he doubts the U.S. military would arrest radical anti-American Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr in Iraq.
It's important that he become a part of the process if he isn't already.
John Blackshear says it's a miracle his family survived a twister hitting his Texas home.
I see my wife's head. And she was probably 4 foot of debris on top of her, and my son's legs were hanging out the top.
Tape courtesy KTXS. I'm Sandy Kozell.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then, we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
What about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Aha! Finally!
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you about the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-339-4151 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-339-4151. 1-800-339-4151.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Espinoza with Central Dental Care, home of the Pain-Free Smile Makeover. If you're looking for a painless dentist, call me at 602-943-7297. But if you'd like a painless way to grow your business, I have to tell you how impressed I've been with the return on my marketing investment since advertising on 1480 KPHX. Traffic to my dental practice has only increased since advertising on 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To learn more, click on the advertising link at 1480kphx.com.
This is Dennis Stout of the Veterans for Peace show About Face. During the Vietnam War, coffee houses sprang up outside military bases. These coffee houses became centers where enlisted men could learn about their rights, how to resist immoral or unlawful orders, and how to escape to other countries. On Saturday at 3 p.m., we'll talk to Doug Zachary of the New Coffee House Movement. Tune in at 3 p.m. on Saturday for About Face.
Even after 8 years of George W. Bush, there's still a lot of kids who believe in this song.
And you may say that I'm a dream.
This year, it's up to the rest of us to not let them down.
But I am not the only one.
A reminder from the official radio station of the future.
I hope someday you'll join us.
1480 KPHX.
And the world will live as one.
The Randy Road Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Past the hour. Well, he shot his hunting partner. But Vice President Dick Cheney apparently doesn't fly fish with naked women, or at least that's the story that Kevin Hall and George Bridges are writing over at McClatchy Newspapers. You can see the McClatchyDC.com is the website. You can see the photo that they took. We put it on our homepage at TomHartman.com of the reflection in Dick Cheney's sunglasses. And I don't know, maybe this is just a giant Rorschach test. I'd say it's our full body alert.
Better take off your coat.
Yeah, because that's what you'll see.
Real slow.
In Dick Cheney's sunglasses.
Better take off your shoes.
So our question for the day, what is that in Dick Cheney's sunglasses? Now, some folks are saying it's a couple of naked women. Or a naked woman being reflected on each lens. I think they're aliens. So, you know, maybe it's the Pigeon Masters. What do you think? You can weigh in over at TomHartman.com, or, you know, give us a call at 866-303-2270. Ed in Detroit, Michigan, listening to WDTW. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? I really enjoy your program a lot.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for listening.
And I am a Democrat, just for the last guy that called.
Okay.
I want to bring up a couple of quick points because I want to make sure we get it covered, and then I just want to hear your opinion, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
A couple of things. McCain is saying how we're going to stay in Iraq for another 100 years and then Iran. I mean, how do they think that we're going to supply our troops? These guys that are there are getting burned out. Some of them have been there two or three times. Nobody has brought up the issue that he's going to, is he going to reinstitute the draft? I mean, how are
he was actually asked that yesterday and basically said no. He suggested that instead that we should pay people more. So, okay. I mean, we're back to, Thomas Jefferson wrote about this. You know, the Second Amendment was originally a requirement for national service, that every man between the age of 17 and 47 be a member of the militia. And that there were two parts to it. It's really a fascinating history. And, in fact, it was written into the original Pennsylvania Constitution that, number one, every able-bodied man between the ages of 17 and 47 have a gun in their house and know how to use it and be a member of a local militia, number one. And number two, that it be against the law. This was a constitutional amendment. That it be against the law for the federal government to have a standing army during time of peace. It authorized a navy during time of peace to protect our borders. But beyond that, an army during time of peace was to be illegal. And the reason why was because they had seen so many countries where the army ended up staging a military coup and taking over the government. And that was the original Second Amendment as was proposed. And it was debated and battled and fought, and it actually passed in the state of Pennsylvania, not as the Second Amendment, but as an amendment to their Constitution. But in the United States, in the debate in the Constitutional Convention, it was 2 years later, it was 1797, what they did was they ended up simply with that language that, you know, the importance of a well-regulated militia, everybody should be allowed to, I don't have the thing in front of me, but, you know, to have a gun in their home, basically. And so that concept, Jefferson writing about in defense of there being, of everybody being basically a national draft and there being no standing militia. When Jefferson came into office, there were over 300,000 men under arms in the United States. When he left office, there were fewer than 4,000, which he's been criticized for, because in the War of 1812, we didn't have enough of an army. But nonetheless, he really wanted to get to that point. But the bottom line is that the idea of a national draft is something that most of the founders were very much in favor of, a national draft of some sort, but it be a national militia, or actually local militias that could come under national control under time of attack. But and Jefferson, writing about that, he said, "I hope I shall never see the day when America's young men are asked to be shot at for a sixpence." And that day has now come.
But it may come, too, though. I mean, with this administration, with what they're talking about in Iran and everything else, don't be surprised if they try something like that.
No, they're not going to do a draft. They're not going to do a draft. What they're going to do is they're going to destroy the economy, create a larger and larger underclass, poverty class, and then say to those folks, hey, you want a job? We got a job for you. All you got to do is go to Iraq. I mean, and that's functionally what they're doing. I think it's a disaster and a tragedy, but that's what we've got, is we've got the army that Jefferson envisioned as a horrible fate and future for the United States, which is an army made of men willing to be shot at for a sixpence. And, you know, there's a lot of very, very good and noble people who are in our military who joined because they believe in the military, they believe in the history and standards of the military, they love our country, and they want to defend our country. There are also a startling number of people in the military, particularly when you look at these service waivers that have gone up to, what, 11 or 13% now of the people who had to get waivers because they had criminal histories, because they didn't graduate from high school, because they didn't do the things that somebody who really wants to be in the military would have done through their late childhood in order to get ready for it. Instead, they just found themselves without a job, and they needed to get a job. So and then a recruiter showed up in their house. But Ed, you raise an interesting point, and I appreciate the call. Franklin in Chandler, Arizona. Hey, Franklin, what's on your mind today?
Well, you were talking earlier about why the airlines were canceling flights all at once.
Yeah, or at least American Airlines.
Yeah. I think it's a simple economic decision. If their biggest cost is fuel, and the fuel's spiking up in price right now, why not cancel the flights when it's going to cost you the least amount, or when you would have made the least amount of money anyway?
Well, I suspect that argument breaks down in two ways. The first is that most of these guys buy oil futures. They buy fuel futures. And so they're burning fuel right now that the price was set for anywhere from 3 to 12 months ago. And you know, they buy it in advance in the futures market, and they lock down the prices so that they have some level of predictability. And secondly, the airline was, I believe, if not breaking even, profitable before this. I think they just got caught with their pants down. I think that this disaster, I don't see it as as quite that Machiavellian. Although, you know, perhaps one of our listeners will have some inside information and call in and share it with us. I mean, you know, it's, I wouldn't put anything past corporate America these days. It's all about making money, obviously, but, you know, who knows? Let's see, Jim in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, this is James.
Oh, James, I'm sorry.
Okay, hey. Essentially, my question was about the airlines and the American infrastructure with the getting the people of the middle class, lower middle class ranges to unite, and how do we unite the Americans? And just get them to look up from what they're doing on an everyday, from day to day in their lives. They're not seeing it. I work with these people, and there's a lot of them that just don't know.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, James. And I think that, you know, what we have here in the presidential race, or at least in the Democratic primary, and arguably even in the presidential race with John McCain, is the power of vision, which I think is being largely promoted by the Obama campaign, and the power of policy, the power of actually, you know, competence in doing something, which is being promoted by the Clinton campaign. And they're both very, very powerful forces. They're both things that Americans can rally around. My personal guess is that the power of vision, actually my experience, I mean, you know, looking back over all the elections that I've seen in my lifetime, and looking back through history, you know, the particularly Jefferson and Lincoln in come to mind, is that those politicians who put forward a vision, even if the vision simply reflected policy, are the ones who actually, number one, got elected, and number two, got the most done. The challenge John McCain has is to put forward a vision that's something other than more of the same. And the challenge I think that Hillary Clinton has is to convert her policy competence, which is extraordinary, the breadth of her policy competence, into the kind of vision statements that her husband put forward in the 1992 election, because he was very much campaigning on vision. I haven't so much seen her campaigning on vision. I would like to see more of that. Now, on the other hand, the Obama campaign, although they've got fairly detailed policy issues on their website, they're mostly campaigning on vision, and I think they're probably going to have to get a little more into policy. But here, for example, I mean, this is Jackie Speier is the newest member of the House of Representatives. She was just elected from California's 12th District. That's Tom Lantos's seat, and he just died of cancer, the only Holocaust survivor in the U.S. House of Representatives. She said, first of all, that some people say she's here to replace Tom Lantos. Nobody could ever replace him. She's succeeding him. And then she talked about John McCain's 100-year war. And the Republicans, listen to this, Republicans actually tried to boo her down.
While holding over 60 community meetings across my district this year, the most common question was, when will we get out of Iraq? It was asked by voters across the spectrum. Veterans, students, parents, the prosperous, middle class, those still working towards their piece of the American dream. The process to bring the troops home must begin immediately.
That's the Democrats.
The president wants to stay the course, and a man who wants to replace him suggests we could be in Iraq for 100 years. But, Madam Speaker, history.
Boo. See, there, the Republicans are booing, and the Speaker has to gavel the House down. You know, will the gentleman please sit down and take their conversations off the floor of the House? Incredible. The Republicans are just terrified of this 100-year John meme that is the truth. The truth. Back with your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, where despair is not an option. Get active.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-884-5203 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-884-5203. That's 1-800-884-5203. Again, 1-800-884-5203.
Being called a loser means you may be our winner. And being our winner dumps $1,000 in your pocket. Log on to 365dietchallenge.com and take the free diet challenge. We're looking for the fittest, fastest weight loss story. If we feature yours, you'll win $1,000 in cash and your picture featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com today to register for your sample package of Impact Diet products and enter to win $1,000. Your free sample package from 365freedietchallenge.com also comes with personal weight loss coaching to help you meet your diet goals. Pay only a shipping and handling charge to have your free samples rushed out. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com and you could be telling all your friends, I'm a winner. Again, this offer is good for this month only. Lose weight and enter to be our $1,000 winner and featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com. That's 365freedietchallenge.com. Shipping and handling fees may apply.
When was the last time you cleaned, really cleaned your home? You know, I think everyone can agree that a clean home is a happy home. But who has the time to clean anymore? Between work, kids, errands, and friends, if you're like me, you've got no energy left. Well, that's where the Healthy Home Cleaners step in. The Healthy Home Cleaners will clean your entire home using only all-natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and they truly love to clean. The Healthy Home Cleaners are the official cleaning service of the 1480 KPHX Studios. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. Go ahead, treat yourself to a clean, healthy home and support 1480 KPHX in the process. So call 480-966-3889 and get healthy today.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities, and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you. For free, every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 14educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject, you. Get a free personality test, a $75 value at 14educationmatching.com. The number 14educationmatching.com. That's 14educationmatching.com.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
When the paycheck just ain't stretching like it might have once before, 'cause the good jobs are all gone, left you in some big box store. Between food and rent and medicine, seems the suit's frayed a little bit more. When the boss cut that last corner, they walk out of those doors. When the truckers hauling sweatshop stuff won't stop there anymore. When the folks won't cross your pickets 'cause their boat's the same as yours. That is one big union.
So what is is it in Dick Cheney's glasses? Well, we got, you know, some speculation here. Perhaps he's just picked up a copy of the current issue of Hustler, because I'm on the front cover of it. Actually, it says GOP doublespeak by Tom Hartman. My picture isn't on the front cover, just my name. And so maybe that's what it is. But I still think it's an alien. I don't know. But you can see it over at TomHartman.com. It's also on the White House website. In fact, during the next break, I'm going to put the link to the whole large picture off the White House website over there. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Anything goes Friday. Jim in Vancouver. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
My hat's off to Cheney. Sounds like I need to get a new fishing partner.
I guess. Hey, better than shooting guys in the face.
Yeah. Hey, just to pick your brain, what in your mind is the role of Homeland Security? I work near an area where local police forces and stuff, there's a practice shooting range there. And whenever I see Homeland Security vehicles go down there, at the risk of sounding conspiratorial, all I hear is fully automatic weapons fire. And with all these documents coming out and talking of making a police state, it just kind of, you know, 1 + 1 = 2, and I'm not trying to sound conspiratorial, but what in your mind is the role of Homeland Security?
In my mind, it was a power grab. First of all, think back to before 2001, before Bush became president. And I mean, seriously, think back. Had you ever heard the word homeland before?
Yeah. Well, motherland, homeland.
Yeah, in reference to the United States.
No, never.
Yeah, me neither. And the reason it was particularly shocking to me and to a lot of people who have lived in or were scholars of the history of Germany is that prior to 1934, most Germans had not heard the word homeland before either. In Mein Kampf, which Hitler wrote when he was in jail with the help of Rudolf Hess, was sort of his half-author, half-ghostwriter for Mein Kampf, Hitler wrote about how the Zionist movement of that time, the Jews who wanted to have literally a homeland, were, you know, in the Middle East, which ultimately was accomplished, that they were using the word homeland, and that in his opinion, in order to consolidate the German people, there had to be a sense of what he referred to as Blut und Erde, blood and earth, that the German people had to have a feeling of identity, that they were from the soil of Germany and that they shared the blood of Germany. In other words, that they were a race apart on a land apart. And he saw in the Zionist movement of the time a model for that, and this isn't to say that the Zionist movement had anything wrong with it. I mean, you know, there really had traditionally been a Jewish homeland, and there was an attempt to recreate it. But Hitler thought that he could create that in Germany. And so in 1934, in the Nuremberg rally, for the very first time, this word Heimat, which is the German word for homeland, was introduced into the German vernacular, because prior to that, Germany had always been referred to as Der Vaterland, the fatherland. And in fact, this is Rudolf Hess in 1934 introducing the word homeland, which became the standard word throughout the Nazi era. And then after the Nazis fell, after World War II, they went back to referring to Germany as the fatherland. And you never hear the word homeland in Germany anymore. And Germans freaked out when Bush started using this word after 9/11. But just listen to this. If you speak any German at all, if you don't, he's saying, you know, Dank Ihren Führer, thanks to our Führer. And then he talks about how, you know, we can all come together on this. And he says, Deutschland will become, Germany will become a Heimat, a homeland, for alles der Deutschen der Welt, for all of the Germans in the world. Here's Rudolf Hess.
Dank Ihrer Führung wird Deutschland sein Ziel erreichen, Heimat zu sein.
Heimat zu sein.
Heimat zu sein für alle Deutschen der Welt.
Now that was the introduction of the word homeland to Germany. And it was right after the burning of the Reichstag Gebouge, the parliament building. It was as Hitler was consolidating, right after Hitler consolidated his power in 1934, the first major nationwide rally in Nuremberg. And right after 9/11, right after the anthrax attacks, which led us to directly to the passage of the Patriot Act, we saw the introduction of the word homeland in the United States, and then this homeland agency, the Department of Homeland Security. And, you know, at the risk of sounding like a total, you know, middle-of-the-night talk show host conspiracy person, I got to say, I think the use of this word in reference to the United States is insidious. We are citizens of the United States of America. We come from countries all over the world. We share a wide variety of ethnic heritages. We do not have a homeland. We have a nation.
It shows the true genius of Orwell, you know, when you look at it.
Well, you know, Orwell and in this case Rudolf Hess, or, you know, or some other thinkers, you know, within the Nazi regime. But I just, you know, whenever I hear the word homeland, and particularly when I hear politicians refer to homeland, I think of a politician in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, even in the year 2000 had referred to homeland. People would have said, what are you talking about? And this word just, right after 9/11, this word started being used all the time, and it started sliding into our vernacular. And then, you know, the second thing that Hitler did after he came to power was he consolidated all of the police agencies across Germany into one single Uber police agency that had control over all of the police agencies in Germany. We remember that agency as the SS, the Schutzstaffel. So I have some very serious concerns about any police agency under the power of the president with the kind of power that the Department of Homeland Security has. I just think it's anti-American. 57 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, the No Boring Zone. Tom Hartman.
Why should you consider investing in gold today? Well, number one, it's simply a smart strategy. Many experts believe that adding gold to your portfolio may improve its performance. In fact, it's proven to give investors a 4-to-1 return over stocks the last 3 years alone. Number two, it's guaranteed. When you buy a stock, it's paper that can be worth $100 a share today and nothing tomorrow. When you invest in Gold American Eagles, you get the only gold coins whose weight, content, and purity are guaranteed by the U.S. government. And when you have Blanchard & Company on your side, you get a double guarantee, because they guarantee to buy back your gold anytime you want to sell. So if you want proven performance and an asset that has been in demand for 3,000 years, call Blanchard & Company. They have a very special radio offer on Gold American Eagles right now. So call 888-730-GOLD. That's 888-730-GOLD. Don't wait. Call 888-730-GOLD.
Hi, I'm Lee Strickman, enrolled agent, tax professional, and president of Accurately Done Financial Services, Inc. As a supporter of 1480, I have advertised on the station for 3 tax seasons. From my exposure on the station, my practice has grown considerably. The return on my investment has been over 150%. It gives me a good feeling to know that I can help the only liberal talk station in Arizona and still improve my bottom line. It is also great to have people use the services that my practice offers and have the ability to share the same ideologies. Give me a call at 623-561-6172.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480 KPHX.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The protest-marred Olympic torch relay is off and running again, this time in Buenos Aires. There is tight security in the Argentine city, but the AP's Bill Cormier reports police there seem to be taking things in stride.
It's much more laid back than we've seen in the North American and European stops. Only this morning, the barricades had even gone up.
Pressure is mounting on President Bush to stay away from the opening ceremonies at the Beijing Games, but White House spokesman Scott Stanzel says no decision has been made on that yet.
We haven't made any announcements about the president's specific schedule, so I would just tell you to stay tuned for that.
But the president is planning to attend the Olympics. When it comes to describing what's next in Iraq, there seems to be a different approach depending on what member of the Bush administration is talking about it.
It's all about the semantics. Gates is using the term pause for the freeze and troop cuts beginning in July, the same word the president and general disavowed.
Well, I probably shouldn't have used it because I meant an interruption in a process of withdrawal, okay?
Gates drew some rare laughs in the Pentagon briefing room by referring to the Kremlinology of happy versus glad and assured everyone he and Petraeus are on the same page.
Same line, same word.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
A Marine wanted in the murder of a pregnant colleague in North Carolina has now been captured in Mexico, where he's been hiding out in the fields and living off the land. Captain Rick Sutherland of the Onslow County Sheriff's Office in North Carolina tells the CBS Early Show his arrest came after an intense search.
The last couple of days, we've been closing in on him. We've been working on some information over the last couple of weeks that kind of narrowed down our focus.
Cesar Lorien is charged with first-degree murder in the death of Maria Lauterbach. She had accused him of rape. Her burned remains were found in January in the backyard of Lorien's home near Camp Lejeune. On Wall Street, the Dow now down about 200 points. This is AP Radio News. Another 600 flights have been canceled by American Airlines. The airline now says maintenance checks should be completed soon. The grounded planes are expected to be back in service late tomorrow. British Airways has postponed the transfer of most long-haul flights to its new terminal at Heathrow Airport. He wants to make sure it can handle the extra passengers and baggage. High food prices are likely to continue. A UN agency says for some people, the extra cost could mean the difference between life and death.
For those who live on a dollar a day or less, an increase in food prices can be more than annoying. It can be a question of survival. There have been food price riots in Egypt, looting in Haiti and fights with police. And in Pakistan and Thailand, army troops were sent to fields and warehouses to protect the food. The UN says the soaring prices will likely persist. Its recommendation? Give farmers in developing countries better access to fertilizers, seeds, and animal feed to increase local food production. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Diane Kepley, AP.
Brought to you by University of Phoenix. Classes that escape the classroom, programs that are academically rigorous, instructors with valuable experience in their fields. University of Phoenix. Thinking ahead. 480-557-2000.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Tax time is just around the corner. Is your business prepared? Hi, this is Carrie with Camel View Accounting Services. As a QuickBooks Pro Advisor, I can help you organize your business bookkeeping to take a complete package to your CPA. For a full list of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz or give us a call at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484 or find us on the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
Step outside midday and you quickly sense the harsh effects the Arizona sun has on you. Just as you need sunglasses and sunscreen, your home needs protection. It's Blind Time has your local solution for window treatments, shutters, and blinds for every budget that provide not only privacy, but also UV protection and make your home more energy efficient. It's Blind Time knows the damage prolonged sun exposure can do to your floors and furniture. Choose from our vinyl blinds and wood shutters, or select from an array of green alternatives. That's right, It's Blind Time is a proud dealer of eco-friendly, American-made Graber blinds and shutters. Their enviro-friendly window coverings offer an array of fabrics, which are all tested for indoor pollutants. In Phoenix, it's springtime, which really means it's summertime, so it's Blind Time. For your free no-obligation estimate, call It's Blind Time at 623-594-3670. That's 623-594-3670. Or log on to itsblindtime.com. That's itsblindtime.com.
Listening to the radio, it's a daily activity for many people, right? But what if you couldn't listen to the radio, hear everyday conversations, or recognize voices of loved ones? Hearing loss is a common, preventable condition in the U.S., and it doesn't just affect the elderly. Protect your hearing. For more information on hearing loss and referrals to an otolaryngologist, the only medical doctor specifically trained to treat the ear, nose, throat, head, and neck, visit www.entdoctors.org. A message from the American Academy of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery.
Solemnly swear. Has this oath become nothing more than a quaint, obsolete little exercise?
Well, to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect, and defend.
Spoken once every 4 years.
The Constitution of the United States.
To make us all feel like we're still a part of something.
So help me God.
01-20-2009. What'll it mean to you? Talk, listen, activate your passion. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
It's Anything Goes Friday. Ellen Ratter will be checking in with the news of the day at the very end of the hour, but until then, 866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Gary in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, listening on WPTT. Hey, Gary, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Tom. And I've been listening for a number of years. Frankly, the more I listen to you, the more we love you.
Well, thank you, Gary. That's
seriously,
very nice of you.
Seriously. So anyway, just a quick thought. I think it was just a year ago, correct me if I'm mistaken, I think it was we were at 9 B as in billion a year for Iraq. Now it's 12 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And this D.C., this Bush-Cheney, this tag team, I call it, I want to be respectful of the president, but after what I heard he say yesterday, I'm just even more a little bit angry and so disappointed in these two that they have squandered a huge opportunity after 9/11 for the world, and this is my own words, for the world to look to us and at us as the leader of the free world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently on. On the Hannity show yesterday, Dick Cheney was talking about oil. And
'80s, when we were actively involved in supporting the Mujahideen there against the Soviets, we were successful, and then everybody was involved and never walked away from Afghanistan. The result after that was the Taliban, and first you had a civil war.
Well, and I'm not going to play the whole clip, but anyhow, one of the points that he said if Al-Qaeda were to take over big parts of Iraq, among other things, they would acquire control of a significant oil resource. And, of course, you know, here's Cheney again. This is like from 5 years ago.
Iraq sits on top of 10% of the world's oil reserves. Very significant reserve, second only to Saudi Arabia.
And first of all, if we walk away from Iraq, Al-Qaeda isn't going to get those resources because the Iraqi Saddam Hussein hated Al-Qaeda. They were a threat to his secular dictatorship, if you want to call it that. The Shia hate Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is a Sunni sect. It's a Sunni, a radical Sunni bunch, and the Shia hate them. So that you've got al-Maliki's government who hates them. You've got Sadr's government, Sadr's institution that hates them. You've got, you know, the Shia Badr Brigade that hates them. I mean, basically, you want to get al-Qaeda out of Iraq? Get the United States out of Iraq.
Well, one more thing, yes. So it's kind of ironic. It just seems to be, here's the supposed to be leaders of the free world. Not only is they divide us, what they're very good at, if we can't let them anymore, they divide that whole area over there. And one more thing, I couldn't agree with you more. The 21st century is going to require Americans to get active politically like never before.
Yeah, no, it's as Franklin Roosevelt said. You're welcome. Thank you, Gary. As Franklin Roosevelt said, to some generations, much is given. Of other generations, much is required. This generation has a rendezvous with destiny. And here we are. The cycle is repeating itself. David in Ashfield, Massachusetts. Hey, David. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hi, Tom. How are you doing today?
Great.
Good. I actually just want to mention, you talked about this a long time ago. I just want to re-mention it because I want to keep it out there. In the troop, we're going to have a pause of troops in July until July, and we have service deployments shortening in August. When I see the future, I would say early November, all of a sudden President Bush coming out and saying, mission accomplished, people have to come home because we have no more troops. They have to come home, and we won. And all of a sudden they're going to start pulling people out of our soldiers out of there, no matter what happens. And we're going to – John McCain is going to say, hey, it was my plan.
Yeah, well, back in 1966, the senator from Vermont, George Aiken, suggested to Lyndon Johnson that he should declare victory and go home. That was his phrase, and it's been quoted many times over the years. And Richard Nixon did a variation on that, and this is where I would just slightly disagree with you, David. I think that what Bush is going to do is more of what Nixon did, which is declare a secret plan for victory, a secret plan. In other words, say, don't worry, I got this under control. Everything's going to be fine. Just, you know, vote our side over the elections. In other words, vote in John McCain, and McCain and I have got this thing figured out. McCain has got this thing figured out. Yeah, he picks on me for the way that Don Rumsfeld screwed up the war, but it's not my fault. It was Don Rumsfeld. And just keep it in Republican hands, and we'll solve the problem with honor. And, you know, they love to use that word, as dishonorable as they have behaved. I don't think he's actually going to pull out troops, though, because then he'd have to deal with the real consequences with the real uncertainty of what might happen. It is going to be a complex process. It's not something that can be done in a couple of months. Even if he were to start it today, he couldn't complete it before the election. So I think what you're going to hear is the rhetorical version of what you're describing rather than the actual version of it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks a lot, Dave, for the call. And, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Bernice, in fact, the other thing, frankly, that I think that we should all be watching for, and we've Sean and Louise and I have kicked around the idea of doing a contest on this, where we'd give away a book to the winner or whatever, is who can accurately predict the October surprise. What is the Republican Party going to do in October to try and flip this election? Because, you know, going all the way back to the 1960s, you know, Nixon put together an October surprise. He was going to invade the Bay of Pigs. He wasn't able to pull it together and pull it off, but he put the infrastructure in place, and Jack Kennedy inherited it without even realizing it existed. What will be the October surprise this time around? But we're going to actually do that and roll that out as a contest sometime in the next couple of weeks here. Bernice in Dearborn, Michigan, listening on WDTW. Hey, Bernice.
Hi, Tom. Back to Michigan's primary.
Sure.
Yesterday afternoon, Senator Carl Levin declared on a radio talk show regarding Michigan's delegates, quote, I'm very confident that we're going to be seated, unquote. He then said he had to run and left the show. I wonder what he knows that we disenfranchised Michigan voters don't know.
Well, I suspect that he's right. Howard Dean has said, you know, fairly emphatically and fairly publicly that he's going to figure out some way to seat these delegates. He took a pass on taking a leadership role on this, or maybe he didn't have the choice. I mean, we had this conversation with Susie Turnbull, who's his assistant, and with him, for that matter, over the last 6 months or 8 months, and they thought that the campaigns should be making the decision. The campaigns seem to be waffling, but we did an hour on this yesterday. I really think that the Michigan and Florida delegations will be seated. The question is, under what terms and by what standards? But the Democratic Party will be in so much trouble if the citizens of Michigan and the citizens of Florida feel that they have just been completely ignored. So, Bernice, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I agree with Carl Levin that it will happen. Dan in San Diego. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, I wanted to talk about the caller who called a while back, and he was making the point that the Democrats voted for the war, too. And that's a concept that I call the kindergarten defense, you know, and recall back in kindergarten, you know, if you broke a window or something, you said, like, well, those guys were throwing rocks, too. And I say the kindergarten defense because that's about the sophistication and the maturity level of these guys. And, you know, it's a card that the right wing routinely plays. And as the caller did, they typically say, well, we don't want to talk about the perpetrator. We just want to talk about, you know, the they did it too part, you know. And
right.
The point is, even if all the Democrats had voted for the war, that doesn't let the perpetrator off the hook. And that's my comment.
Yeah, okay. Well said, and I totally agree with you. Tim, in Los Angeles, California, listening on K-Talk. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tom. Since it's Open Fridays, I'd like to ask you something that's totally left field, if it's okay.
Sure.
Thank you. You said something a while ago that really piqued my interest, and not going to get into too many details. My question is, can you tell me your thoughts about, I guess, paranormal and your belief in it? Because there's two things that, like I said, that really piqued my interest.
Okay. I've had a couple of experiences that I can't explain. I've had experiences of being able to. I actually wrote about one in a book called The Prophet's Way, which is not about prophecy and it's mostly about my mentor, Gottfried Mueller, who is this German fellow whose mentor was a man by the name of Avraham Poyak, who is a Hasidic Jew. And Herr Mueller has a path in the forest in Germany that he calls the Prophet's Way, and it's where he goes to talk. Where he goes to pray, and he goes to talk to the prophets. And that's thus the title of the book. And I described this. This was, I was meditating, I mean, literally meditating, in a room in Michigan back in the mid-'70s, early 70s. And it was at night, and the snow was falling. It was a beautiful, snowy night. And I just suddenly had this experience of being aware of not just my body, but everything around me. It was like I could see and taste and smell, you know, and it just extended out throughout the neighborhood, across the community, all across the world, and eventually the entire universe. It was just an extraordinary experience. I don't know how to explain that. And, you know, maybe it was an epileptic seizure, but it was extraordinary. So that's my answer. 16 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman, helping you win the water cooler wars. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Did you ever hear that bedbugs transmit serious diseases like hepatitis and are only found in filthy living conditions? Well, that's just a myth. Here's the fact. Bedbugs don't transmit diseases, but they do bite, leaving behind red and itchy welts, and can be found in the cleanest of places, even hospitals and five-star hotels. And that's no myth. A pest professional is your best defense against the devastation bedbugs, rodents, and termites can cause to your home and family. Visit PestWorld.org to hire your pest pro today. That's PestWorld.org.
The second season has begun. It's the Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC.
Ovechkin.
The Washington Capitals are the hottest team in the NHL. But can Alexander the Great carry them all the way to a championship? It's the Caps and Flyers, Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern.
It's ours, Jack Carter.
The Flyers, the Capitals. It's Game 2, Sunday at 2 o'clock Eastern. Check your local listings for time and station in your area. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC. The Cup changes everything.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then, we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
What about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Aha! Finally!
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you about the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-339-4151 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-339-4151. 1-800-339-4151.
There was a case, some lights that were seen over Arizona, and that has never been fully explained.
Well, there you have it, folks. John McCain. Of course, he doesn't point out that he took no active steps as U.S. Senator from Arizona to bust open the truth embargo, and that this job is left to Exopolitics Radio. How about them apples, John? Don't you want to earn your salary, John McCain?
Exopolitics Radio with Albert Weber, Saturday night at 8.
And now, the top 5 reasons to shop at Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Number 5, natural pet foods, supplements, and fresh baked treats for doggies and kitties. Number 4, toys, cuddly or tough toys, frisbees, fetch, tennis, rope, talking, squeaking. Number 3, voted best all-in-one pet store by New Times and Phoenix Magazine. Number 2, Do-It-Yourself Doggy Wash. Come in and get the dirt off. We've got the apron, brushes and combs, shampoo, cream rinse, towels, and dryer. And the number one reason to go to Wag & Wash Healthy Pet Center? They have everything your pet needs in one cool place. Open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. all week and 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the weekend. Wash them, feed them, spoil them, all in one cool place. Call 602-462-WASH or stop in today. Wag & Wash Healthy Pet Center on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School Road.
Well, you never know who's going to drop in on The Cutting Edge, hosted by Shelley and Anita Drobny, and of course, Dr. Dave, on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m., 11 a.m. in the Midwest, and 12 noon in the East. This week's attorney, author, and activist, Christine Pelosi, daughter of Nancy Pelosi, drops in for some very lively conversation. That's The Cutting Edge this Sunday at 9 a.m. Mountain and Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon in the East, right here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Yvon Zhu Uva Ui Fona Shinli Minya La Ching Bam Shi Sandy Dong. Anything goes. Yvon Ilu Chu Sha Ku Jashena Chu Shu Shu Sha Le Pong Yi Ni Dali Dong. Anything goes.
It's Anything Goes Friday, 20 minutes past the hour. Let me just add to that story, if I may. It's a topic I don't talk about very often, but what the heck, it's Anything Goes Friday. And I think probably the number one thing that has informed, if you want to call it spirituality, you know, whatever, that dimension of my worldview, and frankly, it informs my politics and my perspective on other people, right across the board. I was about 7 years old, and there was a church down at the end of the street that we lived on called the Kenan Drive Church of the Nazarene that my mom used to take us to on Sundays. Well, both my parents. I didn't learn that my dad was an atheist until he was in his 40s. And, I mean, he just never talked about it. But my mom used to always take, push for it, and he was okay, you know, it was fine with him. And they had this summer program where there was a farm. We were in Lansing, Michigan. We were in the suburbs, and there was this farmer who, you know, invited the kids out, and the Sunday school kids. And so there was like me and 8 or 10 kids who went out to this farm outside of Lansing, and a bunch of the kids had gone off playing, and I was sitting talking to the farmer, and in my mind he was like this ancient old guy. He's probably, you know, the age that I am now, but he had, you know, gray sideburns and whatnot. So anyhow, he and I are sitting on opposite sides of this, or next to each other, and between us is a little card table with some lemonade on it on the lawn of the farmhouse, and we're just sitting there, just, you know, looking at the world. And he says, look at the crows in the trees there. Look at the birds, those black birds up in the tree. And I see the crows flying around. And he says, look at how blue the sky is. Look at the depth of that sky. And the occasional little white fluffy cloud up there. And I could see that. And he says, look at the tree line off in the distance. And there was a small river that went off along. And he said, you can see where the river is by the trees. And look at the fields. He says, you feel the wind on your face? You know, there was a slight breeze blowing, and I was like, and he says, can you smell the freshly cut grass? I was like, yeah, I can smell it. And he said, do you hear the birds and the wind? I was like, yeah. And he said, and you see the road, and you can see the freshly plowed field over there? And I mean, he just, you know, was going through this, all these things that we could see and we could hear and we could feel. And then he leaned over, and in this conspiratorial whisper, like he was going to convey to me the biggest secret in the universe, he leans over and he says, and here I'm sitting here 7 years old, just kind of taking all this in. He leans over and he says, it's all alive. And in that moment, I had this sudden, I mean, it just rocked me right down to the bottom of my feet. It is all alive. Everything I was seeing, everything I could hear, everything I could feel, everything I could taste and smell. I got it. It's all alive. And I still carry that with me. I mean, that is one of the most powerful experiences of mine. And just this, wow. So, in answer to the caller, I hope that answers your question. To everybody else, we won't go there that often in the future. Mark in San Francisco, listening on Green 960. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just a quick question for you. Is there a statute of limitations on war crimes, and is that maybe why they're waiting out the clock here on us?
No. Joseph Mengele, they searched for him for 34 years before it was pretty clear that he was dead. There is not a statute, to the best of my knowledge, of limitations on war crimes. I think the statute of limitations that the Bushies are trying to run out is the election. They believe that, A, George, on his way out, can use the one kingly power that's conferred to the president in the Constitution, the power to pardon, that he can use that to pardon pretty much everybody who might testify against him. And that future presidents, whoever's elected president, whether it's McCain or Clinton or Obama, that president will probably do what Bill Clinton did with George Herbert Walker Bush, what George Herbert Walker Bush did with Ronald Reagan, frankly, Jimmy Carter did with Jerry Ford and what Jerry Ford did with Richard Nixon. And that is basically suspend all investigations into the crimes of the previous administrations and not go after them. And, you know, I think all the more the tragedy. I think it's a terrible thing. But frankly, that, in my mind, is the statute of limitations that they're looking for. And as we talked about yesterday, we need to make sure that that doesn't happen. John in Portland, Oregon. Hey, John, we got a minute before the break here at the bottom of the hour. What's up?
Hello?
You're on the air, John. Yes.
I've listened to you. You talked about the oligarchy and the relation with big business, you know, and the struggle between oligarchy and democracy. After the death of my wife 3 years ago, I'm 72. I accidentally investigated some works on archaeology and history, linguistics, and discovered that the Bible, according to our archaeological research and the late scholarship beginning in the middle of the 19th century, is a complete forgery and plagiarism of ancient mythology, that the biblical characters, Jesus, the apostles, the patriarchs, the prophets, never really lived as powerful elites.
John, I'm not cutting you off. We really are out of time. But there certainly is an element of truth to what you're saying, in as much as religions seem to reinvent themselves over and over and over again with the same archetypes, which raises the question, where do the archetypes come from?
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-884-5203 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-884-5203. That's 1-800-884-5203. Again, 1-800-884-5203.
Have you joined AARP?
Give me one good reason why I should.
You receive AARP the magazine, the AARP bulletin, access to the AARP website. You can save at thousands of hotels, motels, and resorts worldwide. Save on airfares, cruises, auto rentals, and vacation packages. AARP confronts age discrimination by employers. AARP works to strengthen Social Security and protect pension and retirement funds. Become eligible for AARP-endorsed homeowners, auto, and life insurance. Get access to reasonably priced long-term care insurance and group health insurance. Pharmacy services with convenient delivery to your mailbox. Access to a reduced-fee legal services network. Save on shoes, gifts, videos, and other products. You can join when you turn 50. Save on home security, online service subscriptions, emergency towing through the AARP motoring plan, and other services. All for $12.50 a year.
That is one good reason to join.
Hurry. 1-800-950-7599. That's 1-800-950-7599 to join for only $12.50 a year.
1-800-950-7599. That's 1-800-950-7599.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Next up, I'm Sandy Cosell. The Olympic torch is lit in Buenos Aires, its first stop after protests marred a relay in San Francisco.
It's much more laid back than we've seen in the North American and European stops. Only this morning, the barricades had even gone up.
Correspondent Bill Cormier, the Dalai Lama is in Seattle, his first visit to the U.S. since the recent turmoil in Tibet. You may be familiar with the scene where a car jumped a curb in front of a Manhattan courthouse this morning.
This is a courthouse that is seen frequently on Law and Order. It is the facade that it's the courthouse facade that Law and Order uses for most of its TV shows.
Workers had to free a man who got pinned under the car when it smashed into the steps. Officials in North Carolina glad that murder suspect Cesar Lorien's been captured in Mexico.
Very pleased and very relieved that this part of the case, the investigation, has finally come to an end.
He spoke on CBS's early show. The Dow down more than 200 points. I'm Sandy Cosell.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Espinoza with Central Dental Care, home of the pain-free smile makeover. If you're looking for a painless dentist, call me at 602-943-7297. But if you'd like a painless way to grow your business, I have to tell you how impressed I've been with the return on my marketing investment since advertising on 1480 KPHX. Traffic to my dental practice has only increased since advertising on 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To learn more, click on the advertising link at 1480kphx.com.
Do you want to hold your nose and vote for a Democrat who won't give you everything you want, or not vote at all and get a Republican who won't give you anything you want and give you a lot of things you wish you'd never had?
You need to tune in to Action Point with Cynthia Black, Sundays 11 to 2 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Neocon killers around him took this country into an inexcusable war based on absolute lies, top to bottom. There is no truth in anything that the Bush crime family used to begin this invasion and occupation. Not one thing.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Yes, it does. The Tom Hartman Radio Program, powered in part by the Teamsters Union, holding Waste Management Incorporated accountable in the fight for worker safety. Find out more at Teamster.org. Powered in part by you, our listeners, supporting our sponsors and supporting the radio stations you're hearing this show on. Go out and pick up their bumper stickers. Go to the radio station, ask for promotional material. Pass it out to your friends. Tell them to tune in. Okay, we've got, I think, about 15 minutes here in this segment, and then Ellen Ratner is going to drop by from the Talk Radio News Service. Got a whole bunch of calls, so I'm going to try and keep my answers short. You try and keep your questions short. Let's see how many we can do here. Pam in Dearborn, Michigan. Hey, Pam, thanks for listening on WDTW.
Yes, I agree totally with your homeland issue. Even before I took German in high school, I was totally aware of that thing, and I was just absolutely appalled that this country would even use that term to describe what they were calling as homeland security.
Right. It's a term that a Native American tribe could use, that the Jews could use with regard to Israel, that a group that has traditionally, that has homogeneity and traditionally has a homeland, it's appropriate to use. But we are a nation, we are a melting pot nation, and that's it. Anyhow, don't get me started. We've already done that.
Yeah, I won't get you started, but the other issue is I wanted to tell you, I emailed you recently, and I know you can't answer each email, but my son-in-law has a solar tracker company, and it is the oldest one in the United States. And what these trackers do, I don't think a lot of people know what these are. They're called Azimuth, A-Z-I-M-U-T-H,
mm-hmm.
trackers.
Right.
And what they do is rotate toward the sun.
Right.
And they get up to 33% to 44% more energy.
Right, they increase the efficiency of solar panels they increase the efficiency of solar panels the same way flowers do by continually moving themselves towards the sun.
Yes, they
yeah.
do.
Pam, your point, please.
But anyway, I think people need to be aware of this because they look at solar as just, these flat panels that can't do anything but just...
No, I agree. And in fact, I encourage you to go over to TomHartmann.com and on our message board. You can start a post and you can point to your son's website and you can tell people about it because, I think it's a great technology and we need to get more word about it out there. Jeff in Tacoma. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me on. We talk a lot about things that we should be doing to... make the world a safer, more secure place. Mm-hmm. And one thing Al Franken talks about all the time is this UN goal for every nation in the world to give 0.7% of their GDP to global development to alleviate hunger, poverty, famine, disease, all that.
Yes.
And I'm thinking this is a perfect issue for the Democratic Party to just pick it up and run with it. McCain's not going to do anything with it, and he's not going to know how to fight it. And I have a little slogan. Basically, it's the same way real estate uses points to denote 0.1%, ordinary mm-hmm. people are going to hear 0.7% of GDP, their eyes are going to get glazed over. 7 points for peace. And then you could have a website, 7 points, it'll make less wars, make people not want to join extremist groups because they can get a job, stuff like
that's
that.
That's a nice one. That's a nice one, Jeff. Thanks for sharing that with us. Harvey in Berkeley, California, listening on Green 960. Hey, Harvey.
Hi, Tom. I appreciate your common sense approach to healing America's problems. I'd like to talk about bicycling and getting America back in shape. I'd like to see a national bicycle infrastructure separate and apart from a national highway system, 2 wide bicycle lanes, 1 in each direction along scenic routes and clean air environments away from regular polluted roads. And when it comes to bicycling, which would help reduce greenhouse gases and slow climate change, we need a safe bicycle infrastructure. Too many people, especially young people, have been seriously hurt or killed while riding bicycles. And so environment and also environmentally sustainable shopping and lodging along these bicycle highways would lead to a growing green economy. It would also stimulate tourists. Tourists would love to come here and bike across America. So I say it's time to feel the land, not just drive through it.
Amen. Well said, Harvey. And in fact, we're doing that here in Portland. It's the most bicycle-friendly city in the United States. We've got 44 miles of contiguous greenway. You can drive your bicycle or walk 44 miles without having to stop, without crossing a road. It's absolutely extraordinary. And we're doing a lot of mixed-use development here where you can live and work and shop in all the same neighborhood and you don't even need a car. Sean in Morro Bay, California. Hey, Sean.
Hi, Tom.
And Sean, if I may interrupt you, and let me just add that by doing this, Portland has beat the Kyoto Treaty Protocol requirements. Go ahead, Sean.
Hi, Tom. Thank you. Thank you so much for all you do. You're a true American hero.
Thank you.
I have a two-part comment question. I'll try to make it quick. Back to the subject of homeland.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. The use of the word is chilling. And if we look more at the actions of this administration, even more than their words, at a time when you'd think that they'd be trying to make enlisting look enticing, instead, they're sending the troops back and back again over and over and involving them in torture, hard to get benefits. even protective gear. And then back to the homeland topic, sending our National Guard out of the homeland to fight in Iraq, while at the same time trying to set up bases for Blackwater.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really concerned about what's going on here, and want to stop these guys. And about a month ago, you had mentioned what I thought was a great idea for Americans to pool their tax rebate money and fund a dream team of lawyers to prosecute these guys. Yeah. You know,
mm-hmm.
Is something like that possible, or is something like that going on, or how can we start that?
You know, the way to begin right now, there's two groups that are doing, right off the top of my head, that are doing great work in this area. One is the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU. I am a card-carrying member of the ACLU. ACLU.org is their website. You should join the ACLU. You can contribute to them. They are suing the government. They are pursuing these things. And the second is Michael Ratner's organization, the Center for Constitutional Rights. Their website used to be ccr-ny.org. I know that they've come up with one that's a little easier to remember, so I'm sure if you just simply Google Center for Constitutional Rights, it'll pop right up, and participate with them. I don't know to what extent they're doing fundraising and things like that, you know, or they're privately funded, but they are just doing spectacular work, and I commend you to them. But there are a lot of groups around the country, and Sean, thank you very much for the call. There's a lot of groups around the country who are raising these issues, and doing this kind of work, and it really needs to have a higher profile. Tony in Humboldt County. Hey, Tony.
Hey. Hello.
Listening on KGOE. What's up?
Well, I think the Patriot Act, which has made so much of this possible, was Watergate on steroids. I think that, unlimited surveillance on your political opponents sounds like a good idea to me. If you're a dictator, hey, I'd go for it.
Yep.
And I
guarantee you, Tony, if the Democrats had been in power and the Democrats had, if there had been a Democratic president and they had passed something like the Patriot Act, you would have had Newt Gingrich or his heirs up on the floor of the House and the Senate screaming, "What? They want to have the right to wiretap me so they can listen in on my political conversations? I'm not, you know." And the Democrats go, "Well, maybe we should discuss this in a conference."
Well, maybe it's not nice. But I do think that we ought to take advantage. So while we have their ears, maybe we should just give them earful of what we really think, and just make sure that we give it to them all the time, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, and it has to be both, Tony. We have to, when we see things that are happening wrong in Congress, we need to let Congress know about it. We need to complain about it and tell them what we would like done right. At the same time, when they do something right, and Congress, frankly, has been doing a lot of things right lately, particularly, you know, Christie's mustache of justice, you know, Congressman Waxman and Congressman Conyers, Pat Leahy. Nancy Pelosi's done some really great stuff recently. Call their offices and thank them when they do good things. They, you know, they need to hear that too. Tommy in Los Angeles, listening to K-Talk. Hey, Tommy.
I got to ask, are the best days of the United States behind us?
It depends on the choices we make in about 6 months.
Yeah. Okay. That's true. That's true. I'm just getting really tired of seeing us invade countries, destroy them, rebuild them while our country falls down around us.
And the multinational corporations based in the United States make billions and hundreds of billions of dollars in the process. You're absolutely right. Certainly over the last 7 years, we've seen the United States, you know, just 70% of the total debt of the United States has been run up by three presidents, you know, Reagan and two Bushes. It is absolutely incredible. When you think that Reagan ran up more debt in 1 8-year term than every president from George Washington until Reagan combined, more than the debt that we borrowed to run to fight the Revolutionary War, and we did, more than the debt that we borrowed to fight the War of 1812, more than the debt that we borrowed to fight the Civil War, and we did all these wars on debt, more than the debt that we borrowed to fight the Spanish-American War, more than the debt that we borrowed to fight World War I, World War II, Korean War, add them all together, at Vietnam War. And Reagan borrowed more than that to give that money to his buddies, the big defense contractors for Star Wars. And where did the money go? We still don't know, but we're paying $300 billion a year in interest this year. Greg in Cucamonga, California. Hey, Greg, got about a minute before the break. What's up?
Oh, hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I heard that Ron Paul had had agreed that he would like to reopen investigation of 9/11, and I'm wondering about the other three, McCain, Obama, and Clinton. Do they have any interest in investigating the events of September 11th and what caused Building 7 to fall down and various things?
I honestly don't know. It's a question that should be put to them, though. I agree with you, and I would love to see that investigation reopened, and not just what caused Building 7 to fall down. But you know, why is it that the EPA lied to the people who were on the ground, who were many of them who are dying now from the crud that was in the air? Why is it that the Bush administration did that? Why is it that nobody's been held responsible with the Bush administration? Why is it that Giuliani had them dig and dig and dig until he found the gold at the base of Ground Zero and then said, okay, that's it, now we're out of here, even though bodies had not been recovered yet? I mean, you know, this is just the simple stuff that even CBS you would think would handle, right? Even those questions haven't been answered. 45 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program. The true people's radio.
Tom Hartman.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m. Tom Hartman at 9. Weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
I'm Carl Edwards. As a NASCAR driver, I can't let allergies slow me down. My eyes get itchy, I try to scratch them, forget it. That's why I use Claritin. It works hard on my toughest allergy symptoms. And unlike many other allergy medicines, it won't make you drowsy. In fact, with Claritin, I'm alert and focused, so I get back to feeling like myself again. For me, Claritin really is the perfect allergy medicine. Stay alert, stay focused. Live Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin.
Use as directed. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
The second season has begun. It's the Stanley Cup playoffs on NBC. The Detroit Red Wings have the NHL's best record during the regular season. Now they start their quest of another cup against the Nashville Predators. Catch all the action Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern. The Red Wings, the Predators. The long road to the Stanley Cup begins in Detroit. It's game two Saturday at 2 Eastern. Check your local listings for time and station in your area. The Stanley Cup playoffs on NBC. The Cup changes everything.
Being called a loser means you may be our winner. And being our winner dumps $1,000 in your pocket. Log on to 365dietchallenge.com and take the free diet challenge. We're looking for the fittest, fastest weight loss story. If we feature yours, you'll win $1,000 in cash and your picture featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com today to register for your sample package of Impact Diet products and enter to win $1,000. Your free sample package from 365freedietchallenge.com also comes with personal weight loss coaching to help you meet your diet goals. Pay only a shipping and handling charge to have your free samples rushed out. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com and you could be telling all your friends, I'm a winner. Again, this offer is good for this month only. Lose weight and enter to be our $1,000 winner and featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com. That's 365freedietchallenge.com. Shipping and handling fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. At Evanston Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com. Attention, 1480 KPHX listeners. The economy has changed over the last several years, and the R word has been thrown around recently. But 76 Mortgage is not so sure they're ready to use the R word. Lenders who came into the market when it was hot and used poor judgment or illegal practices to get applicants qualified for loans are falling by the wayside. 76 Mortgage wants you to know they're a proud member of the BBB, and they've won the prestigious award as one of the top mortgage brokers of the Southwest by Goldline Research. So you can trust 76 Mortgage will be honest and upfront. If you have an arm that's ready to adjust. Don't put off getting it locked into a low fixed rate. Act now before rates go up. And 76 Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage broker, so you can rest assured that 45 cents of every dollar will stay right here in our community. So for your free confidential mortgage analysis, call 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-LOAN. Or log on to 76mortgage.com. MB number 0907413. Call 602-265-LOAN today.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
This is my dad's favorite song. We played it at his funeral.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Hey, thanks so much to my producers, Sean Taylor, to Louise Hartman, to Chris Rosen, Sean Kensing, Lauren Kirshner, Marcus Hillman at Air America, to Sue Nethercutt and the folks in our chat room, Mike Toth, who does our audio archives on our website, to our affiliates, our sponsors, and to you for listening to our program. Thank you. And to Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com in Washington, D.C., where you can find a whole lot of great photos and video and audio of our trip to Darfur four weeks ago. And for the great reporting, Ellen, that you've done on this program over these many years, giving us a daily 15-minute summary of the news. What's up?
Okay, well, it is a sort of a light news day, although today at the Pentagon, Admiral Mike Mullen from the Joint Chiefs of Staff talked about Iranian influence increasing after Basra, and then he was supplemented by General, let me just find my notes here, Secretary Gates talking about a threat of terrorism increasing in Afghanistan, and therefore there needs to be more commitment by the countries, other countries, to send more NATO troops.
Yeah, in other words, it's bleeding us to death just like it did the Soviet Union. Does this sound to you like they are setting up a strike on Iran?
You know, I have asked even very prominent Democrats who have sat in on meetings at the White House, I said, are we going to do a strike before the election or before the next president? And everybody to a T has said no. But given the speech yesterday and given the follow-up today, I'm just, I don't know, you know, that little arrow that you get on a compass seems to be pointing in a particular direction, and I just can't seem to get it out of my mind, although people are saying, no, no, no.
Well, it certainly is pointing that way for some people. I mean, Joe Lieberman, Lindsey Graham, there were a few others who clearly their takeaway message from their interactions with Petraeus and Crocker was Iran is now the villain in the region, and we need to deal with them.
Yes, and, of course, as we talked about yesterday, no mention of the other countries that might be supplying the Sunnis.
Right, yeah, Saudi Arabia being at the top of the list. Interesting.
The White House today also went full speed ahead on Speaker Pelosi. They actually issued one of their sort of updates early this afternoon, talking about that there were editorials in the San Francisco Chronicle saying Speaker Pelosi is playing politics with the Columbia Free Trade Agreement. Then they talked about a paper in Harry Reid's state saying basically the same thing. So the White House is sort of going on the offensive about this today.
Mm-hmm. And is this, are they going after Nancy Pelosi because she's getting things done? I mean, or is this just a gratuitous whack upside the head?
Well, I think it's a gratuitous whack outside the head, but also, you see, Pelosi may be promoting policy or playing politics, and they may be making some kind of deal on a second supplemental is what we've been hearing. Mm. Yeah, okay, we'll eventually let the Columbia Free Trade Agreement go through with some real modifications, but we want a second stimulus package because it's really hurting Americans not to have it.
Right. And that stimulus package is a two-edged sword for the Democrats because, you know, as Limbaugh would be the first to point out, if times are bad, it works to the benefit of the Democrats. If times are good, when you have a Republican administration anyway, it works to the benefit of the Republicans. If it was a Democratic administration, obviously it would be the other way around. But nonetheless, so if the Democrats just, you know, there's an old saying, you know, when somebody's destroying themselves, you know, don't interfere. Actually, the old saying is a little more elegant than that. I forget the exact words. But if the Democrats step in and improve the economic situation between now and November, it's going to take away one of their largest things to beat up John McCain with, which is the Republicans have screwed up the economy. On the other hand, if they don't step in and things get worse, people are going to suffer. People are going to commit suicide. Families are going to fall apart. People are going to die as a result of lack of health care or lack of access to it. People are going to lose their jobs. I mean, you know, there's a huge human toll. And I know that the, you know, good people in the Democratic Party and even a few good people in the Republican Party get that. And, you know, there's a humanity issue here as well as a political issue.
Absolutely.
How do the Democrats play this?
Well, I think the Democrats have got to play it pretty straight. I mean, I think that they have got to say, this is what really needs to be done to help X amount of families.
Right.
And, of course, we have the situation with the housing and the mortgage issue, and the bill in the Senate is just, as far as I can tell, horrible. Yeah. And, in fact, there was a conference call this morning with Center for Budget and Priorities talking about that the 60% of the housing bill in the Senate has absolutely nothing to do with solving the housing problem.
Yeah. Now I talked with you 5-6 hours ago about this on the local show here on AM 620 KPOJ, and you pointed out that Chris Dodd, when he first put the bill together, it had a lot of provisions and protections for the average person. Those all were stripped out by the Republicans. I then talked with Bernie Sanders in our first hour, and he said that he voted for the bill, and the reason why he voted for the bill, even though he thought it was a lousy piece of legislation, was that it will go to conference committee where members of the House of Representatives will sit with members of the Senate, and they will essentially rewrite it. And the House's bill is actually fairly good toward the average working person.
Yes, the House bill is a lot better.
Right, and he believes that the House bill's good parts might get bled into this, and one final piece of legislation will come out that'll be a good piece of legislation. That's his hope, anyway. You think it's possible?
Anything is possible, and then, of course, the Republicans in the Senate might be too embarrassed not to vote for the conference report.
Yeah, and if that's the strategy the Democrats are playing, well, you know, it's better than nothing. Ellen Ratner, TalkRadioNews.com. Ellen, thanks so much for dropping by. Coming up Monday, I'll be challenging John McCain's surrogate, Dr. Deal Hudson, on his recent meeting with the Reverend John Hagee. Remember him? And why he's trying to paint him as a nice guy. Yeah. And don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Tag, you're it. Get out there. Get active. Have a great weekend.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
Streaking. It's a problem. And I'm not talking about some bozo who nudes up for a sprint across midfield. I'm talking about your windshield. Streaks from rain, snow, bugs, and washer fluid can cause problems. At Advanced Auto Parts, we help you avoid them. That's why all wiper blades like Trico, Rain-X, and Bosch are 25% off. Installation, 100% fast and free. The sale ends April 26. The streaking ends as soon as you buy some new wiper blades. Whatever you're working on, Advanced will help you keep the wheels turning. Advanced Auto Parts. Keep the wheels turning.
I'm Carl Edwards. As a NASCAR driver, I can't let allergies slow me down. My eyes get itchy, I try to scratch them, forget it. That's why I use Claritin. It works hard on my toughest allergy symptoms. And unlike many other allergy medicines, it won't make me drowsy. In fact, with Claritin, I'm alert and focused, so I get back to feeling like myself again. For me, Claritin really is the perfect allergy medicine. Stay alert, stay focused. Live Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin.
Use as directed. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
I'm Attorney Van Osteen. If you're seriously injured through someone else's fault, you have a right to expect two things: fair compensation for what's been taken away from you, and a lawyer who knows how to get it done for you. But left to profit-driven insurance companies, you can be sure they'll try to pay you as little as possible. At the law firm of Osteen and Harrison, you'll be represented by a personal injury lawyer who knows how to win for you. We've been doing it for more than 30 years, and we've recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. Call us at 602-252-8888 or find us on the internet at vanosteen.com. It's not about getting even. It's a matter of getting you what you deserve. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Captured in Mexico, a Marine wanted in the murder of a pregnant colleague and her unborn child has been caught 3 months after Maria Lauterbach's burned remains were found buried in his backyard. At a news conference today, Onslow County Sheriff Ed Brown had praise for the work of the law enforcement agencies who tracked him down.
Cesar Lorien is not an animal. He is a human, and he is not a trophy.
The next step is to bring him back to the U.S. to stand trial, but Prosecutor Dewey Hudson says that could take some time.
Depending on whether or not Cesar Lorien waives extradition, this process could take a few days or up to a couple years.
Cesar Lorien is charged with first-degree murder. Thousands of people are lining the streets of Buenos Aires for the Olympic torch relay. Security is tight. So far, though, no sign of the chaotic protests that have dogged the relay in other cities. AP's Bill Cormier reports this relay is not going to be done only by runners.
They have several Olympic athletes, about 80 in all, plus celebrities, and boats. A couple Olympic rowers are going to relay the torch down a River Plate canal.
A lot of frustration these days at airports all around the country because of the massive cancellations by American Airlines. There is reaction at the White House.
The White House message for stranded passengers: President Bush feels your pain.
We know that causes a great strain on people when they're going to attend weddings or visit to see family or traveling for business.
But Deputy Press Secretary Scott Stanzel says safety must come first. Bush is weekending at his Texas ranch, thanks to Air Force One. But on Monday, he'll get a briefing on the flight cancellations and other problems facing the airline industry. In the meantime, we're told he's got full confidence in the FAA. Mark Smith at the White House.
The president's tax returns have been released. The president and his wife paid more than $220,000 in taxes. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow down by about 250. This is AP Radio News. After facing sharp criticism about the way it handled health concerns about the trailers given to Hurricane Katrina victims, FEMA has announced